want to participate in a Don and Mike show contest? How about this?
You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamp envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C., 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
Let's get retarded in here.
Christmas music starts earlier and earlier every year, but what about Thanksgiving music all the time? That's something that Donna Mike wanted to have. Thanksgiving music all the time. It's the best of Donna Mike.
So the this radio station, like all these stations, has gone all Christmas.
Yes.
Oh, and
not unusual around the country now.
And Thanksgiving now is just a week away, and I was counting that we have, let's see, we have Wednesday, Thursday, Friday of this week,
mm-hmm.
and then next week we are on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, and please, everybody, be a dear and allow us the Thanksgiving holiday and the day after off.
Why? You're killing me.
Why?
Do this. You started.
No.
I've never
no.
met a man who is more paranoid about his vacation schedule.
No, I am going somewhere with this.
Okay, all right, all right.
It
very good.
Nothing to do with our vacation.
Okay.
It is. The point is, we have six shows left mm-hmm. before Thanksgiving.
Right. That is correct.
What if we, for the next six shows, because we can't do this 24, we're not like a radio station. We can't be. No.
Okay.
We can't be 24/7.
Uh-huh.
Doing something because we're only on 4 hours a day.
Right.
So if we have six shows left.
Right.
And 4 hours in each show.
Right.
For 4-6 instead of 24/7.
Yeah.
We can play all Thanksgiving music.
They want to hear the Thanksgiving song.
Now.
That's where you were going with this. I'm sorry.
How annoying or funny would it be if we actually played this just in the background continually for the next six shows?
I think it's a fine idea.
I mean, I don't think
I'm all for it.
I don't think it'll last, but
I love you.
It's the Thanksgiving song.
Yes.
Yeah. Turkey for you.
Here we go.
Turkey for me. So maybe we can now start a trend.
You want to play it in its entirety to start with?
No. I think we should just keep talking over it. But technically, we're playing Thanksgiving music a week before Thanksgiving. But we're the first radio show, let alone radio station.
Exclusive. Yeah.
To do this.
But I was...
And we're doing it 4-6.
All I hear.
Instead of 24-7. We're doing it 4-6.
It's driving me insane because I'm trying to listen to it. Yeah.
Well, see, after a while, it'll just blend in and it'll be part of the fabric of the show. And you'll know when you turn on the Don and Mike show, thinking, hey, now these guys are smart. It's 4-6.
It'll generate a real spike in the ratings.
Yeah, I think so.
Other stations will follow.
I believe so.
Of course, the spike will be in a downward direction.
See, now we're operating at a little bit of with limited resources because, as far as I can tell, this is the only Thanksgiving song that I know of.
It's the only one I'm aware of.
Yeah, I don't know any of it.
Well, what's that? No. The Dan Fogelberg wouldn't
be. No, that's the New Year's Eve song. It's like a Christmas.
Same old Lang Syne.
Yeah, no, this is. This is it. Plus, it's better if it's just one song over and over. And after a while, it becomes woven into the fabric of the show where you don't even notice that it's there. But subconsciously, somehow, you now associate the Don and Mike show with Thanksgiving.
Jesus. Rightly so.
And what happens is that at one moment, I know what happens to you every once in a while, me. When you just don't have anything to say, and I look at you like you got to fill it, or you look at me like you
got
to fill.
And we have one of those blank moments, and then we got this.
You just
turkey for me. Can't believe Tyson gave that girl BD.
But it's just there. It's and I mean, here's okay. Funny now, doing it in this context, maybe funny. But imagine during the news,
it's been so long since I've heard it. I'm struggling to hear it though.
Well, that's good. That's part of the charm of it.
That's a great thing. Over the 6 days, you'll hear pieces of it, and eventually you'll have the whole thing.
I mean, even like if we get to the Jerry Lewis tapes today.
Sure.
While we're playing the Jerry Lewis tapes.
We'll have Adam Sandler in the background singing the turkey song.
You'll hear this in the background. How annoying or funny would that be?
It's a little bit of both, I believe.
Yeah. And the question is, here, how much would be too much?
How much will be well-received, and how much will make our listeners extraordinarily angry?
There's only one way to find out.
Because you know me, I never met anything that I think is funny that I don't like just running into the ground, and you too.
I love it.
So what we should probably do is just ignore the fact that this is playing.
That's going to be harder for me than it is for you, obviously.
And continue with the show.
What?
Continue with the show.
Okay.
Well, Rob, can I put this on continuous so it just plays the? It's a single.
The best thing we can do is we can put it into the instant replay
and loop it.
And loop it.
So we're gonna have to do it manually all day today.
Yeah.
We'll see. We just want to take the focus away from the fact that we're doing it.
Thanksgiving, everybody.
Yeah. See, but let it be known that the Don and Mike Show is your official
all Thanksgiving music
all the time.
Your Thanksgiving song.
All Thanksgiving music.
It should be seamless.
They want to hear a Thanksgiving song.
See, I just had to recue it again.
And it is the only Thanksgiving song that I'm aware of.
It is. And, maybe there are other. Now, I see people calling in. Hold on a second.
With other Thanksgiving songs?
Yeah. Hi, Don and Mike Show.
How you doing?
Hi, we're doing very well.
Good. The other song that the radio stations play are Alice's Restaurant.
Yeah. Yeah, but does that really have anything to do with Thanksgiving?
Oh, yeah.
No,
does it really, Buzz?
Well, the whole Thanksgiving Day massacre that they talk about on that song.
But, I mean, isn't that song like 28 minutes long or something?
Oh, yeah.
You bother to listen to it?
Yeah.
Okay. No surprise you've heard it.
Yeah. You like it.
Over and over, yes.
You can get anything you want at Alice's Restaurant.
That's what you know, but I didn't know that it was associated with Thanksgiving.
Yeah, it's all about Thanksgiving.
Well, certainly not like the Sandler classic, though.
Sandler is turkey and cranberry and, yeah.
All right. Okay, thank you.
All right, hey, thank you. You guys kick ass, man.
See you later.
Thank you.
Take care.
Bye-bye. Hi there, Don and Mike Show. You're all Thanksgiving station.
Yeah, I like it already.
My radio Thanksgiving gods, how you doing?
Hi, we're doing very well, thank you.
Listen, I had one real quick statement and something to tell you about.
Sure.
Walmart did give us the ladies of Walmart, and Target has not yet done that.
Very true. Well said.
Yeah, we need the ladies of Target.
Mm-hmm.
And I was driving in Southern Virginia this weekend.
Yes?
I got pulled over for 3 tickets.
Okay.
The guy asked me, hey, you know why I'm pulling you over? I said, no, sir, I don't. He said, you don't have a front license plate on your car. Boom, there's one.
Right.
Don't have your seatbelt on. Boom, there's two.
At any point did you start going number one like the other guy? Otherwise, there's really not a point to this, is there?
Not yet, but it gets better. The third one was I had my daughter's necklace around my rearview mirror. Bam, 3 tickets. He comes up, starts to, you know, hands me the tickets. I sign them all. I hand them back to him, and as he's trying to hand them back to me, I pull off. He pulled me over 100 yards later.
A shock, and you're surprised by this? A cop is...
Well, he's trying to hand you back the tickets. What did you do? Why'd you do that?
You idiot. When are we going to see you on Cops?
Wait a minute now. He pulled me over, sat there in the car for a couple minutes, comes walking back up, and gave me a ticket I said, thanks for being a... And as I drove off, so he gives me.
You know, you're getting deeper and deeper here.
All right, listen. I don't know if you're shooting for a prize here or what.
No, he gives me a ticket for disrespecting the cop and for littering. I said littering, and it was beyond me. I'd had a couple drinks, and it was beyond me that he was trying to hand me the damn tickets. I didn't know that he was handing me the damn ticket. So when he gives me the one for littering, I said littering. I said, hell, you had your own vehicle. He arrests me.
Well, you'd been drinking. You called the cop.
I didn't get the litter thing.
You drove off when he was handing you the tickets back.
He was so by dropping the tickets, the cop wrote him another ticket for littering.
Right.
Exactly.
But you were wasted.
No, I wasn't. I'd already had a beer and a half. I was down at my son's football game. No, seriously.
A beer and a half.
Those tickets respectfully declined to pay them.
How many tickets did you end up getting?
I ended up getting 5 tickets, and his superior officer laughed at him for arresting me because, I mean, I wasn't drunk. There was nothing. I did not know he was handing me the tickets when he was handing them to me.
Uh-huh. All right. Well, thanks for sharing. Why did you feel the need to call our radio show with that?
I wanted to talk to you about the ladies of Walmart first of all, and just let you know I got arrested.
Citizen of the week.
John, I love Don and Mike's show.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hi,
this is Jay out of Delaware.
Hi, Jay.
You know, right now you got about 20,000 a-holes thinking they're listening to 2 different stations because of the turkey music in the background.
No, trust me.
Trying to tune you in better.
It's a subconscious thing. Now, Mike, why are you taking your headphones off?
What's that?
You're being like on WKRP. You're not going to be able to hear the callers or anything.
I can hear you. I can hear you fine.
Yeah, but you can't hear the callers, though.
Go ahead, caller. Talk to me.
Can you hear him? Hello?
He's not talking.
Of course. Put your headphones back on.
It's driving me nuts.
Come on, it's funny.
It is funny.
Hello, please put your headphones back on.
Okay.
Please. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, guys.
Yeah.
I respectfully decline this idea of Adam Sandler all the time. Please.
Now, listen.
So here's the point.
I urge everybody, let this run its course.
Right. I once saw a movie. I believe I'll take the heat for this. Yesterday, Mike took the heat for Make Us Laugh.
Right.
And I'll take the heat for this.
And you'll take the credit when we have that incredible ratings bump.
That's right. When people realize.
Based on playing Adam Sandler.
Because we're playing Thanksgiving music.
24/7.
No, 4/6.
4/6.
4/6. See, which had nothing to do with me being paranoid about vacation.
Yeah, of course, of course.
I'm just trying to set up the fact
right.
that we only have that many shows left.
I understand.
If it was me, I'd come in on Saturday and come in on Sunday for 4 hours just to play the song for you.
To play Thanksgiving music.
Just to play Thanksgiving music.
Right. For eight.
But the station has got other programs that they have to run on the weekend.
What?
The station has other programs. But you can hear me fine.
Yeah, I don't know why I'm having problems with this. I'm having a headache thing.
Hello. What does it say about me? I'm okay with it.
Don and Mike show. Hello.
God damn it, take that music off. Tom Paris, Clarence, Cole, Dennis Murphy, anybody, Tom Gavin, anybody, just take the goddamn music off.
Can I just say that Pablo Picasso was very misunderstood, my friend.
You're killing me.
I'm laughing at him.
You are killing me.
Think of all the people who did funny stuff.
Right.
That, for instance, maybe it's a bad example. A time that Andy Kaufman just got up on stage and read a book out loud.
Read a book.
Now that's
made everybody angry.
That's funny.
Yeah.
That's freaking funny.
Your continuous Thanksgiving music show.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Thanks, your Thanksgiving station.
Mm-hmm.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hello, Don.
Yes.
This is Stephanie.
Yes, Stephanie.
What do I have to do to get you to stop doing that? It is driving me crazy. It's like I have
why?
A second.
I don't understand.
It's been 10 minutes, Stephanie.
I don't understand why it's driving you crazy.
Where's your Thanksgiving spirit?
Now listen, I'm willing to put this away, but I just want you to know, in my opinion, this is a bona fide smash bit.
Sure.
I'm telling you, this is, but it's pure gold.
Solid.
And we need, Mike, you know what it is? It's sulfur.
It is.
I can smell it. You smell that sulfur?
I know what that is.
That's the smell of a good bit and of ratings going up.
Listen to that.
And just wait until the TV stations find out and they come out to interview the crazy disc jockey.
What's the deal? You're playing this Adam Sandler song.
Who barricaded themselves in the studio.
Thank you.
For 4/6.
Wow.
Doing our show, but just having this play in the background.
Sure.
Or perhaps I'm using this to illustrate how stupid it would be for a radio station to play all Christmas music starting 37 days before Christmas. Or maybe I just do really think this is a goddamn funny idea.
You know, nobody can crawl inside your head and know what your motives are.
Oh, there's plenty of room in here, Mike. Lots of room in here. Hi, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hello, sir. I can't wait to hear the final word ripped over this music.
You want to hear? Oh, the Craig Wilson.
Craig Wilson.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah,
okay. Thank you, sir. You rock.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yes, vote.
Hello.
For the love of God, you've got to turn that saw off, or I'm going to swerve my car into oncoming traffic.
Now, listen, here's my point. How come all these radio stations playing this Christmas music, how come people don't have this reaction to that?
Because we turn those crappy stations off. We're listening
to the
music.
I'm telling you that.
Well, I think that there's a major difference.
That's your night.
See, listen to you.
It's already in his house.
Listen to you. I've already won you over with this.
Okay. That's right.
Bye-bye. All right, we're going to go to a break. And maybe we won't be 4/6. Okay? Maybe we'll be 1/6.
Well, I think the difference between the Christmas stations...
1/6, maybe.
It would be like...
1 hour out of 6 shows.
You know, whoever's over there was talking... over the Christmas music, you see.
Makes it funnier, though, that we talk over the Christmas
music. I understand.
Because we're a talk show.
Well, I mean, I'm just saying that's the difference.
I know that's the difference.
Yes, it's...
But it's a stupid idea, just like the radio station playing Christmas music today is a stupid idea.
And you're mocking them.
Yes, but also I think that this is something fabulous. This is the next great radio idea.
I think I'm having a mini stroke.
Call Liddy.
What's the matter with that music? Continuous Thanksgiving music.
It's our gift to you.
During this holiday season.
It's our cornucopia to you.
Jesus.
And the headline in the trade magazine about the Christmas music on the stations, how much is too much?
Uh-huh.
And this is a question that I feel we can answer. The Christmas music conundrum and programmers...
Conundrum.
And programmers who have solved it.
Uh-huh.
Whether it's flipping for it, dabbling in it, or just avoiding it altogether, almost everyone in radio has an opinion about Christmas music and whether it's right for their station. Listen to these program directors and what they have to say. They have all, incidentally, all of these guys were on radio stations that have gone all Christmas
music all the time.
Last week, they did it last week.
Yeah.
Let's talk to Judge. Man, I hope someone's getting a press release out on this.
They should. This should be in the paper tomorrow.
That we are going all Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving,
everybody. Until Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
What the hell?
Until people drive their cars into the studio.
4-6. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
All right, welcome back, everybody, and again, happy Thanksgiving from all of us here at the NFL today. Now, the IBM Power Poll, this picked by my guys here as always, Craig, Randy, Jerry, Eric Mann, Bob Matina, our radio buddies, Don and Mike, everybody in on this one.
The Don and Mike Show. Expertly aged like a fine cheddar, the best of Don and Mike. Two divided by love can only...
is a friend of the show, the rebel millionaire, as Don and Mike like to call Mr. David Modell. And the last time Dave was on the show, I think he did a little karaoke for us. This is another time that Dave Modell was on the show with Don and Mike. It's the best of Don and Mike.
Is this Dave Modell on the phone?
Yeah.
David.
Hey.
Dave Modell, president of your Baltimore Ravens. Hi, Dave.
How are we doing, guys?
Yeah, listen, What a victory yesterday. The only thing that I was thinking as I was sitting watching it was, why wasn't I standing there next to you on the sidelines?
because you've only opted to travel with us on the road, not come to M&T Bank Stadium to see a game.
All right, well then I'll ask. I know it's a home game this weekend for you, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and you know that I'm a season ticket holder for the Redskins, and the Redskins have a game as well at home this weekend against New Orleans. But I'd gladly... burn those tickets on the air if you would allow me to grace your sidelines again.
Okay, well, I'm not going to get involved with the burning of tickets.
Okay, well,
you have a standing invitation.
Well,
to our games when you choose.
Well, Dave, I think that I was just saying this on the air, that the team turned a corner in Miami when I was with you, because I know you're a superstitious guy.
Yeah, slightly.
Now, I don't know what you heard about what I talked about on the trip down to Miami with the Ravens a couple weeks ago.
Well, I know that Ethan Brooks is very upset with you.
Ah, there you go.
And Ethan Brooks is a very, very large man.
Yeah.
Large PJs or not, he's a large man.
He heard all of it.
Well, I tried to get across the fact of what a great time I had and what an unexpected treat it was and a surprise. And I didn't on purpose talk about... what a nut you are. Like, with the whole 7 thing, David's got a thing about the number 7.
Mm-hmm.
And standing on the sidelines in the same spot during a game and the chewing.
Now, wait a minute. How comfortable is Dave Modell in talking?
Yeah.
You know, because usually when you have superstitions,
here's what I'm leading up
to. You want to keep them to yourself.
I'm comfortable.
Okay.
Did you use the same superstitions yesterday when the Ravens won in overtime as opposed to the week before when they lost in overtime?
Well, I believe that superstitions are a long-term thing, so yes, I use them all the time.
Hmm. Would you be willing to share with us what, in your opinion, is your wackiest superstition?
The wackiest superstition?
Yeah, the one that you would perceive is the most awkward.
Robin, I know what it is.
Which one?
We mentioned it with your... with your fine lady, getting wasted the night before the game in the room.
Because
he doesn't leave his room on the night before a game.
It's the bong in the room.
Yeah, the bong.
Now the commissioner is listening to this, I'm sure. I think the commissioner is a listener of Don and Mike, and he needs to know we're just kidding.
Just kidding.
Not have a bong.
Just a show.
I'm willing to do a drug test. I don't do
very that. Good. No problem.
Other people shouldn't do drugs, especially you two, because it's not doing wonders for you.
No. the deal with this guy is, another one of his crazy superstitions, is that when they get to a city, and I don't know what a team president would do anyway on a game night, probably go out and hobnob and meet other people.
Right.
He locks himself in the room.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I'm just assuming he gets wasted. Now
I don't leave. I watch a movie, eat dinner, and go to sleep.
Mm.
It's a very exciting world that I exist in.
All right, do you do that, Dave, because you really don't think you'd be really good company or functional around other people the night before a game?
Oh, no, I'd be wonderful company.
you choose not to go out there.
Because every single time I have gone out on the road the night before one of our football games, we have lost. Every single time.
Every time. See, this guy's crazy superstitious.
Yeah.
What about standing in the same spot? Would you tell us which spot on the sidelines is the lucky spot?
Well, it basically is for the national anthem that I have to be standing with a 30-yard line between my feet, and my cap-toed shoes have to be just over the 6-foot white border on the green.
And you know what?
Wow.
He's not really exaggerating that. I saw him put each foot down on their own, so we could make sure they were lined up just right. It's like he just steps up. And
I've become part. You know, in some of the cities, they have those huge flags over the field, and they have the flag bearers. Well, I have become a flag bearer so that I could get my feet and I've nudged the person out of the way and said, no, you don't understand. I have to stand here.
You're nuts. How many cigars did you eat on the sidelines yesterday?
I had a bit of a Nikko overload yesterday.
Oh. Now, at what point during the game yesterday, when you're down there and you guys down by 17 at one point, and things can't be good,
it felt like 100.
Yeah. At what point did you start thinking of me?
That would be at no point.
Oh,
I'm so sorry to have burst your bubble.
Because I was thinking,
were you with him in spirit, Don?
I was. I stayed with the Ravens game. It was a hell of a comeback. They were saying on TV that people had left, and, who can blame them? The team was getting killed, and you look like, you beat the traffic. And then I heard that they wanted to come back in, and they couldn't get back in.
I have since found out the facts, and I can debunk that myth. The people who wanted to come back in were allowed back in the stadium.
Well, and Dave, I'm not busting your balls here. I'm not trying to Snyderize you. I'm just saying, I thought I would have been one of those people. Because
you would have gotten to your car, turned on the radio, and said, I want to go back in and be there for the, especially if it went to overtime.
Yeah, went to overtime. And how's BB doing?
BB is very good. BB, because of what's on his shirt cuff, right?
Right. Brian Buck.
Brian's good today. Brian, we're all a little bit happier than the alternative, so that's a good thing.
And I saw him after the game. I love a head coach who's nuts. And really, this guy, Brian Billick, is nuts in a good way.
In a good way.
That he was just kind of, I don't want to say screaming, but speaking in loud tones to the media, telling them, don't worry about the fact that it was a close game, or I don't want to hear any crap. We just won. That's all I would say is we won.
Right.
Now leave me alone. That was pretty much what he said.
I didn't hear that part, but that's good. I believe that he would say.
I'm paraphrasing it. My point is, after a big game, and this historical game, he said, I just want to say that it wasn't really the coaches, it was just the players. The players did good. So don't ask me any questions, because the players did it.
Right, and also, let's not try to analyze, the 30th offensive play. It doesn't matter. We won the game. Let's move along. It was a very exciting game. Let's move along.
Do you have any post-game rituals for a big win like that? Is there anything you do that's special?
Yes. I then eat. I don't eat all day long because I'm too nervous to eat, and so I eat the same thing after every home game.
What do you eat after a home game?
I'm a complete lunatic.
Share the menu with us,
please. What did you eat, Rain Man?
I eat six shrimp and two breasts of chicken.
God, that is out there.
Every week, yeah.
You know how to live. You really, I mean, you know.
Yeah, I'm a big liver, yeah.
You think on it, you know, in a crazy superstition, like when you win, like when something good happens.
Right.
You'd lay out the goods. No, six shrimp. Now, do they have to be arranged in any specific order, or can it just be a regular, you know?
No, I get them off the platter, and then I put Old Bay sauce on it, or Old Bay, you know, spice.
Sure.
Shrimps, and eat those, and then I get the chicken thingies, and I, eat them with some horseradish sauce.
Ooh.
All the time.
Excellent.
Well, you're too funny. When you're on the sidelines, I discussed that the thing, you know, you and I both love cigars.
Yes.
You love them a little more than me. I mean, you chew them on the sidelines. And then you spit that stuff. You do that spit where it goes between your teeth.
Well, it's like chewing tobacco. You know, it's a gross habit, and I don't encourage it to anyone. But, I, you know, sometimes you need a little extra nicotine, and that's one way to get it.
That's great.
So yesterday, during a five-quarter game,
yeah.
How many cigars did you eat yesterday?
I had my normal first-half ration, and then I stuck one in the fourth quarter, and it just didn't taste good, so I went to chewing gum.
Oh, okay.
Wow. I go to chewing gum.
Have you thought that that's a new superstition now?
No, I've done that before.
Oh, you have?
I don't veer too far off of the path, but I have done that before, yeah.
Well, you gotta love it. Yeah, that had to be a lot of fun yesterday.
I have to admit, and I don't encourage other people to smoke or to, you know, I'm not encouraging people to smoke, but I do enjoy a cigar. And I have to tell you, I really enjoyed the cigar last night.
Sure.
Yeah, well.
It tasted yummy.
Sure, the big victory cigar last night. You bet your ass. You've been eating them all day. You finally get to smoke one.
What about the numbers? The number 7 and all that.
Oh, yeah. I don't know how much you want to talk about this.
No, it's fine. I don't, you know, I'm pretty open about it. I'm a very number 7 origin, 7 and 11. So the pass I wear is 7, and I carry 11 over my heart. My parking space is 7. I won't let anyone park in 11. It's a, you know, kind of a routine. In fact, once I did have a car hooked because the poor guy had ended up parking in 7 by accident.
Towed, right.
And I just had, no, I'm towed. I had him hooked and moved one space.
Oh.
And it was actually a friend of my father's, and it was a really nice car. And so the next week I called him and said, well, Ed, I want to tell you that I'm the one who had your car moved to space. If there's anything wrong with your car, then we'll get it straightened out. He said, no, there's nothing wrong with the car, but when I came out, I thought it was facing the opposite direction than the way that I parked it.
Here's the craziest thing that Dave Modell passed along to us on the sidelines about this number 7 and number 11 thing. That when the Ravens were playing in the Super Bowl, there was a guy, and I'm going to get some details wrong here, Dave, but I know I got the basic stuff correct.
Yep.
If they win, this guy is in charge of the Super Bowl trophy.
Right.
Meaning that he's got to make sure nobody takes it until he gives it back to the president of the team. Anyway, the ticket number that this guy has, or that David has, the ticket number is something like 849. Is that it?
Well, exactly. So what occurred is I realized that we might actually win the game. The only thing, because I'm so superstitious, I don't want to make plans for winning because then you're going to jinx yourself.
But 7
dawned on me.
7 goes into 49.
Well, yeah. So it dawned on me that they might actually give me the trophy at the end of the game. So we had to make provisions to guard the trophy. As it turns out, my official pass that I had been given for the game that had the appropriate numbers that basically added up to numbers that were cool with me were identically the same with the officer who I asked to guard the trophy just by all happenstance, and as soon as I saw that, you know, it gives you kind of a warm feeling.
And Dave, exactly, what were those numbers? Because I know it was some weird... What were those numbers, David?
Up ahead is a signpost. I don't recall those numbers off the top of my head.
It was a while ago. There was some number before 49. It was like 349.
I don't remember exactly what it was, but it definitely it had the appropriate, you know, numerology going for it. And I have the guy, it was a police officer in Tampa. And when we were just getting on the airplane, and he was discharged, right at the stairs, he said, this has been the best experience of my life. Thank you so much. And here's my badge. And he gave me his badge, which I still have.
Oh, wow. That says something right there.
I thought it was very cool. He's a great guy. Jeff.
Are there any numbers that you're particularly afraid of, Dave?
No.
Okay. I just was wondering if there are particular players that might have a number and you never go near them or something like that.
No.
And do you use numerology in other aspects of your life or just football?
No other aspects. Just just football,
okay.
Basically.
Just right. Football. So he's a pretty crazy guy.
We got to save it up for when it really matters.
Yeah.
Pretty crazy guy with all the nutty superstitions.
Yeah.
You know, stand here, don't stand here, do this now, put your left foot out now. Look at, there's a 7 there. 7 plus 2 is 9.
You're having
nine.
A good time, aren't you, Dave?
Is this the insane David Modell segment of your program?
I like you. I tell you, I didn't get a chance to come up there with Don, but I will tell you, I mean, this, it just sounds like you're having a blast.
It's working for you.
How can you not have a, think of what I do for a living now. I'm the president of a National Football League team. I get to go to work doing this, sitting in my office. I go to work every day with the Super Bowl trophy. Now, what's not to love about this?
There you go. Yeah, that's a good way of looking at it.
Unbelievable.
May I ask
a million
you?
Guys would love to do what I do for a living. It's a hoot.
May I ask you an off-color question?
An off-color question? You may ask. I may not answer.
When you're in the office by yourself... Never.
You have way too much idle time.
Yes, he does. I'm telling you, that's what I would do. David, listen, that was.
So do you want to come up here and I'll leave you alone in the office?
I would do
it on the trophy, okay?
I'd leave you
just not on the trophy. He said,
"Yeah, absolutely." Oh, well, David, that game yesterday was incredible. And a great victory for the Baltimore Ravens. And
thank you.
And I know the next week it's San Francisco.
San Francisco.
San Francisco at Baltimore.
Correct.
So I'm.
Now, so we've done what? Well, so okay. So you can come to the game.
Great. Thank
but
you.
If we go into OT, you gotta leave. Your record in OT is not very good.
You gotta leave. Hey,
you gotta honor that.
All right, that's a deal.
Have you escorted out?
That's a deal. All right, Dave, if you'll hold on, because you know I really do want to come to the game.
Yeah, great.
You can tell me where I can get the stuff. And
wow,
you're a great guy, and great victory for the Ravens. And
thank you.
I know that you don't want to. Well, I'll say this after you're gone. Thank you, Dave.
You guys are great. Thanks.
All right, see you Sunday.
Take
hold
care.
On.
Bye bye.
What a nice man.
Yes.
As opposed to the that owns the Washington Redskins.
They're not just winning, they've got a classy organization.
Or any of his henchmen.
Yeah.
Because David Modell doesn't own the Ravens, he's the president of the Ravens. But
right.
Could you picture any of Snyder's henchmen ever? I'm not talking about...
Ever being relaxed enough and confident enough and secure
talk
to themselves
about,
enough.
Talk about doing bong hits.
I mean, just to relax and to get the joke and to lighten up.
Yep.
And
yep.
You know what? That, I really think, is an example of what we probably need, and I hope it happens here, because you know what? It's just...
But the Redskins, not a chance.
Well, I mean, you know, something's got to give.
He's only 39!
Yeah, I know.
They said that on TV last night. Right. Oh, what a shame for Daniel Snyder, he's only 39. Like, 39? Christ, I'm going to be dead before he's dead.
maybe not.
This thing is never going to work.
Yeah, it's refreshing for somebody that... You know, has that attitude, but you know, there's pressure. You're in a pressure situation, and that's terrific.
So anyway, thank you to David Modell. That was a great.
And we will see you on the sidelines next week at the Ravens San Francisco game.
Yes, Sunday, absolutely.
I'll be looking for you.
You know what I got to do now, though?
What?
I got to get some of those Ravens clothes.
Yeah, I know. Yes. You got to start dressing that way.
I got to get like the coach's clothes, and then get a clipboard, and then eventually get a headset.
Right.
It doesn't have to be hooked up.
Why don't you just see if you can get into the stadium with a little headset? And,
Mike,
and,
I could be like Jack Diamond. They don't have to plug in my guitar.
No, and you know what? Bring those cost headphones, the kinds we wear in the studio, and then have them put that fake microphone on it, and then you'll be on the sidelines.
No,
and
I got to get one of the Telex things. That's
the
Motorola one.
You were so demanding.
It'll look real.
That's what I want.
I think you're superstitious.
Now, why would someone tell me not to go to this game?
Oh.
Brad, why? But because they lost in Miami?
I'm superstitious, bud. I just want the Ravens to win again. It's been so long. I love the Ravens.
You know what?
Please,
I'm realizing something. Hold on, sir. You put a sock in it for a second. I'm realizing something right now.
What?
You are under a tremendous amount of pressure. I don't want to point that out to you, but I have to. You're under a lot of pressure for going up to that game.
And I'm willing to take the pressure because I believe that my mojo is strong enough that the Ravens will win. And then,
an interesting choice of words.
And then what happens, huh? Then I ask Dave Modell what happens the week after.
Well, I think
what about the week after?
If they win next week, I think what happens after that is part ownership.
And the week after. I don't want a lot.
Of course, they are transferring. He is, would you call him a lame duck? Would you call him a...
No, because he's going to be involved in a capacity.
He's going to be in a consultant capacity.
After the other guy takes over.
And he gets along very well with the family gets along very well with the new ownership.
Yeah, we met the new guy that the Modells are selling to. Yeah, he's
a local guy. Lives down around Annapolis.
Pleasant enough.
Mm-hmm.
Could have used a new necktie, I thought.
Now, see, don't start. You might get in good with him, but I mean, if he gets the joke, you'll be
all kidding. I don't remember.
Necktie.
He had a pen on. He had a
necktie.
a pin on. Hey, Don and Mike, hello.
Radio gods.
Hi.
It makes me so happy. I've listened to you guys for so long. It makes me so happy to hear you as a Ravens fan. I hope you come down to all the games and F the Redskins.
Well, listen, this is all I ask. And I don't think I'm asking a lot. All I'm asking is to be friends with president of the team and be allowed to be on the sidelines for every game and be able to fly away with the team when I choose to. That's all I ask.
That's how cool Modell is. I mean, I've been on the sideline before, and I've walked up to him and introduced myself, and he'll just talk to anybody. He's a great guy.
Now, Robin,
and that's what the people about him are like.
Rob, have you contacted the ownership to see about getting an announcing job now at that stadium? Because I remember back when Don started doing the pregame show, you didn't even know football, and then you became like a part of the whole Redskins fabric. Now my question to you is, what are you going to do now?
I'm very happy where I am.
That's a very diplomatic answer.
Yeah. So anyway, thank you, David Modell, for joining us. Got a break.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
I'm glad you enjoyed them, sir, but no, I'm afraid they are not real radio personalities.
The Don and Mike Show. It's the best of Don and Mike.
Last Thanksgiving, Don and Mike had a family that actually had Thanksgiving on a Mayflower truck. This is Don and Mike meeting the family that will be on the Mayflower. It's the best of Don and Mike.
Bring the family in, Charlie.
I had a lovely meeting with that family out in the hallway.
Yes, I saw a bit of that.
Yeah, they're energetic, to say the very least.
A brief and lovely encounter with them myself.
They're wound up.
Well, now let me see. Are you giving the same kind of rave to this family that Mike is giving to this family?
Yes, I am.
There you go. Well, let's meet them now. The winners of the dinner on the Mayflower contest.
Do you want them one at a time or en masse?
How about first, Debbie? The girl who sent in the winning entry.
Very good.
Emailed it in, and then she can introduce the members of her family as we move along. Hi there. Hi, Debbie. Right here, microphone number 4.
Hi, guys.
Hi there. Nice to meet you. Debbie?
Deborah.
Deborah, yes. Excuse me. Debbie is bad?
Yeah, that's bad.
Sorry, Debbie. Why is that?
Why? Because I don't go by Debbie, Don.
You can call me Donnie.
Okay, Don.
That's okay. Debbie?
Don. Don, I brought you a present.
Did you really?
Hey, can I ask you a question, Deborah?
Sure, Mike.
is there any chance that like some of you have been drinking like most of the day?
From like 2 o'clock on, yes.
Okay. Yeah, that's now I feel totally.
Oh my God, I'm so glad to be in here. It's so cool. Oh God, you're so good looking, and so are you.
Oh, that's sweet. See that? I just realized that. You know, we were having.
Oh my God,
had a festive moment.
So cute.
I had a festive moment with Deborah out in the hallway. And now it completely makes sense.
Oh, my God. I'm so glad to be in here. You guys want your presents?
Sure.
Okay.
Sure.
This is for you, and this is from all of us.
Now she's handing it to Don right there.
Thank you, Deb.
I'm sorry they were all out of Boston Red Sox stuff.
Okay, that's fine, Deborah. Thank you. That's very sweet. Thank you.
May I call you Deb?
Sure.
Deb is acceptable?
Yes, that's very acceptable.
Well, now, thank you, Deborah. You never go wrong with a nice Packers t-shirt.
It's true.
Thank you, Deborah. Cool? Thank you very much.
Oh, my God. I'm so glad to be in here. I'm, like, such a fan.
Oh, well, thank you. Huh. And what have you been drinking today?
Friday's Long Island iced tea.
Oh, that's cute. I'll give this to my daughter.
That's because
terrific.
Of yesterday, you know?
Maybe. Yeah, right. Yeah, I got a cat and a hat.
Don't
that's
you have two girls?
Yeah, I have two girls.
I'll get you another one.
Oh, thank you. You don't have to do that. That's wonderful.
You're
thank
welcome.
You very much. The
You're
cat welcome. And the hat. Yeah.
So, Deb, as I recall, you sent the letter in that you got the most votes. 15,000 people voted on the internet. You got the most. And we have the members of your family to meet now one at a time.
Correct.
So bring them in. Before you bring them in, tell us a little bit about each one.
Okay. Well, my mom wouldn't come because she blamed it on her age, so you might have to call her.
Now, your mom is the one that you wrote has breath.
Right.
Okay.
But she knows that, so that's okay.
She knows that. Is there anything that she's doing to try to improve on that?
Yes, I think so.
Okay.
All right. So the mom with the breath isn't here. Who's the best? Bring in the best.
Chris.
Chris.
And who would Chris be,
Deborah?
Chris
is my son.
Oh, is he your son? Is this the guy who can clap the together? Is this the guy, Deborah?
Yes. Isn't he cute? Oh, God, I love him so much.
Hi, Chris.
How's it going?
Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving to you.
Oh, my God, isn't he cute?
Deborah, he seems like a...
How old are you, dude?
A good kid.
I'm 21. He's real good.
21. You're 21. Right up to the microphone there, please.
Yeah, I'm 21.
You're 21, and you can clap together?
In which I can, but... Sorry, I'd love to do it on microphone.
Oh, that's not, really not,
that
not necessary.
Not that I'm asking to see it. I'm just asking about it. I'm
okay.
Asking
when did you discover, when did you discover, Chris, that you had this ability?
Miller Lite, about 20 of them. And
20 Miller Lites?
Yeah, and...
Do you find that alcohol brings your family together?
Oh, we're such a close family. I raised them. I'm a single mom, so I raised them by myself.
All right, very good.
So we get along really, really good.
I live with my dad.
Well,
well, now wait, hold on. If you're a single mom and you're raising him, how can he be living with dad?
Well, he's 21. He moved back with his dad because his dad's got the money. He moved back with him when he was like 19.
Really?
So, Chris, when is the first time you showed your mom this ability you have to clap your together?
Like 3 years ago?
I think three years ago.
Oh, dear me.
Well, walk me through this. You figure out that you can do this. You walk up and say, hey, Mom, guess what?
Actually, let me tell you. I was going upstairs. We had Jennifer and Gary. That's my sister and her husband. You guys want to hear me clap my
So does it actually make a sound, Chris?
Oh,
like mouse.
Yeah.
Deborah, what does Deborah's very excited.
Mom, I find that a little disturbing.
Yeah, I call her Mom in this case.
Yes.
Mom, what does the sound make?
Well, you have to have a little bit to drink, and then when he does it, he goes like this.
Yes.
Back
and
forth.
It just sounds like he's clapping them. Like it's really funny.
Does it sound like this? Like,
yeah, and like when you think about it, like 5 days later when you're sober,
yeah,
it's still funny.
Yeah. Okay, that's
I'll take your word for it.
Funny, nice meeting you, Chris.
Yeah. Nice meeting you.
Get on downstairs and get your feet on.
We'll see. Right. You see who's the next best for you, Deborah? Who do you want us to
Jennifer.
Meet?
Jennifer. My daughter.
And Jennifer is your daughter.
Yeah.
And is there, oh, hi, Jennifer. How you doing?
Here, take off your jacket. Stop.
Okay. Now, what did Mom want you to do, Jennifer?
Mom wanted you to take off your jacket.
My jacket.
Yeah.
Isn't she pretty?
Why did she want you to take off your jacket, Jennifer?
She's had too much to drink.
So Mom's had too much to drink?
Absolutely.
See how pretty she is.
I will be the only sober one here today.
Okay. Are you going to be the designated driver?
Absolutely.
All right.
She drove us.
So let me see. You, if I remember your mom's letter, you married a black guy.
No, I married a white guy. I had a black baby, or he's mixed.
Well, uh-huh. You have a mixed race baby.
I'm mixed race.
You still have the baby. The baby's with you. And okay. And what's the name of your son or daughter?
Black name, Javon.
Javon.
But his middle name is Michael.
Mm-hmm.
Well, okay. So is he mulatto?
I guess. Mm-hmm. I just call him mixed.
Mixed. You just call him mixed.
Oh, wonderful.
My husband calls him half breed, though. I think that's bad.
Yeah. Is this your current? Right. Well, you're obviously
right.
So there's a little racism in your husband too, right? Is that?
I've tried to calm him of that.
Okay. Well, that was. But there was somebody else, Debbie. You mentioned that was a big bigot.
Oh, that's my dad.
Your dad. Okay.
My dad's here.
Okay. He can't keep his eyes off the girls.
Who?
He's like 24 years old.
We really love each other.
Oh, do you mean the girls from the restaurants?
Yes.
The Crystal City restaurants?
Oh, good.
Strippers
good. Very good.
Okay, I'm calm now. I think it's...
Glad to hear that. So, if I get this straight, you're the daughter.
I'm the daughter.
You married a guy.
Right.
You have a child of mixed...
Mm-hmm. He looks black.
Ethnicities.
And I guess your current husband and your father are not really happy about that? Would that
oh,
yeah?
No. They don't care.
Really? They don't care. They're over
so, they're, so really, you're playing that up a little bit. They're fine, right? They love the baby?
They're fine. They love
good.
The baby.
I'm glad to hear that.
We'll
I don't love the
he
baby.
He sleeps with me every night. I mean,
okay, that's good.
Well, all right, we'll find out more about you. Nice to meet you.
Thank you. It's a pleasure.
Bye-bye. Wow. Bye, Jennifer.
Bye.
She's
hey,
really got
hey,
it.
Hey, Jennifer.
She's wonderful. No, she's very nice. Both your
Jennifer,
kids are nice.
Jennifer, is she leave? An honest question. Forget that your mom is here for a second. Would you rather just go out in the parking lot and shove a gigantic piece of dynamite to Harry Butts and set it or be here?
Actually, me and my husband both, because we're... Yes.
Are you mortified to be here? Are you
mortified?
Yeah, I get that. She would rather have her ass blown up.
I'd rather have my husband. So, no, just kidding.
She started something there, and it was interesting, and then kind of fended it off.
All right, nice to meet you.
Okay, nice to meet you.
Thank you. I just got the vibe from.
I get the vibe too, but she's going along with it. Yeah. She's a good family member.
Where would you rather be? Iraq? You want to go to Baghdad, or do you want to be here?
Right.
She'd pick Baghdad.
Mm-hmm.
Who's next there, Deborah?
My dad.
Your dad. What's your dad's first name?
Doug.
Doug.
Has he been drinking too?
I don't think so.
Here comes Daddy Doug.
Hi, Doug.
Hello.
Hi, sir.
Hello.
This is Don, and this is Mike.
Hi, I'm Don. That's Ron, Mike.
And that's
Buzz. Hi.
Nice to meet you.
Hi.
How are you feeling about the big day today, Dad?
Hi, Dad.
All right. How are you feeling?
Hi, Buzz.
Hi. How you doing today? Are you happy about this this day?
No. A little confused.
A little confused?
So are we.
What's confusing, sir?
The whole family.
Now, what's confusing about the family?
Well, I moved out of the area some time ago, and I don't hang around up here too much.
Uh-huh. Yeah, and well, I live in the area. I like the area.
Did you move? Did you move perhaps down south?
A little bit.
Okay,
yeah.
Whereabouts down south?
Fredericksburg.
Oh, that's not too far away.
That's far enough, Mike.
Yeah, I suppose.
He loves me, though.
What's that?
He loves me.
He loves me. How do you feel about this dinner on the Mayflower, the whole thing with the strippers serving you dinner and all that? How do you feel about that?
Unusual.
But you're willing to give it a try, right?
Oh, yeah.
You're being a good dad. All right.
And you're not happy about your grandchild?
Oh, but he is now.
Oh, yes, I am.
Okay, so was that you, Deborah, or what did you do? Was that a little timeout?
Yeah, because we are now. We got over that hump.
So we've opened our minds a little bit.
So you no longer call the child as your daughter had written to us, the niglet?
Oh, no.
Okay. Well, how long has it been since you called the child a niglet?
About 6 years, I guess.
So, Deborah, do you feel as though your dad's made progress in that area?
Oh, my God, yes. I love him.
Well, then
this is good.
That's great, but I also want to say, Deborah, this was false advertising.
Oh, no,
you advertised your dad.
Sorry to disappoint you.
You advertised your dad as a racist.
But he is. He still is. But he loves Javon.
Are you working on it with him, Deborah?
Yeah, he put his white hood, back in the closet now.
That's good.
Are you really in the KKK?
Oh, no.
No.
There's no active groups around now.
Yeah.
Doesn't
exist, Don.
It doesn't exist.
That guy just got shot in the head that was at a KKK thing. Did you read that on CNN?
Yeah.
Rob, did you read that?
I did. Yes.
Yeah,
he got shot in the head.
The guy, took a gun and shot
Buzz,
it up.
Buzz, did you read that on CNN?
No, I don't know where we got it. I don't remember.
He shot it up in the air and it came down and it went through the guy's skull.
Yeah.
It did.
Wow. Are you going to have that story, Buzz?
I can make that happen.
I think we passed on that one today, Mike.
Wow.
I think we passed on that. Well, nice meeting you, sir.
My pleasure.
Thanks for coming by. We hope you enjoy your Thanksgiving dinner.
We have some coloreds that work here. That won't bother you, will it?
Not at all.
Okay.
All right. Very good. Glad we were able to move by that.
Nice meeting you, sir.
You guys have lost a lot of weight.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Deborah.
Who's
goes? He's kind of just going along with
and
it.
And he's cool.
Like
he's
Jennifer,
cool.
You know, just kind of tolerating.
He loans me a lot of money, so, you know.
There you go.
But he's still a racist?
Yeah, but he's, I'm his only daughter.
Yeah.
And, he loans me money, he helps me out.
And you're working on the racism part?
Yes.
Trying to open his mind a little bit.
All right, who's next?
Gary.
Gary.
Who would Gary be?
Gary is Jennifer's new husband. They were married November 1st.
So Gary is not the father of the mulatto baby.
No, but Gary has a son of his own.
You bring a son of your own to the table here.
Yes. Yep.
How long have you been married, Gary?
I guess December 1st will be a month.
Oh, so you're brand new.
Wow. Jesus.
Whoa.
And spanking new.
This gets better. Did you meet the family before you married the girl?
Yes. Yes.
And you're down with the family? You like everybody in the family?
I'm in love with them, yeah.
Okay.
Good, that's good.
How'd you get along with Gramps?
Oh, great, yeah, we're tight.
Well, it sounds like you may be two peas in a pod. Do you fall into that racial thing, or are you working on it as well?
Yeah, working on it as well, yeah. It's been a long road, you know.
Do you and Grandpa ever, sneak off and just, say horrible things about minority groups?
A little bit.
Oh,
dear. Just for fun.
All right. Are you working on it with him too, Deborah?
No, I leave him alone.
You leave him alone?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I really like him too.
Do you drink with the family?
Every Friday and Saturday nights.
Okay, that's wonderful.
Nice meeting you, sir.
Do you like green beans, green bean casserole?
Absolutely. It's my favorite.
You're killing me with that. You stop it with that.
I was for your wife because I really don't have any opinion.
All right, get out of here, sir.
Nice meeting you.
A lot. Who is next, Deb?
Becky. She's Chris's girlfriend.
Becky.
That would be your son's girlfriend.
Correct.
Oh, very cute. Very attractive. Yes.
Size her up. Hi, Becky.
Hello.
Hi there. How are you?
I'm pretty good. How are you?
And you're infected with this family. How?
Chris is Deborah's son, and that is Chris's girlfriend.
And Chris is the guy we just had in here?
Mm, yes.
He's the guy that can slap his together.
Yeah.
Have you witnessed that personally?
Any talents?
Really? Have you ever seen them clap his together?
No, I think I missed that.
Now wait, I have to point something out here. As soon as you, what is your first name again?
Becky.
As soon as Becky answered that question, she looked right at Deborah, almost for for approval or permission. Like, should I reveal this? And I found that to be an interesting dynamic that happened. You're close. Oh dear.
Are you troubled by the fact that your boyfriend's mom has seen him clap his together?
Not really. Chris is very close with his mom.
Unfortunately. There's an honest answer there.
All right, nice meeting you.
Nice meeting you, Becky.
Congratulations, you passed the audition.
Oh, okay.
Enjoy your dinner on the Mayflower.
Now, who's next?
My brother, Buck.
Buck. Uncle Buck. Uncle Buck's coming in right
here
now.
Here he comes.
Here's Uncle Buck. Hey, Uncle Buck.
Hey, Buck.
Do we look alike?
Yeah. I see a little resemblance.
Yeah.
In the eyes, you look alike.
Hi, Buck.
Hi.
Hi, sir. Where are you from?
Born and raised right here.
Right here. And
I must point out, who is the woman who keeps coming up to the window?
That's his wife.
That's Buck's wife?
Yeah, she's acting like she's going to pull her top off.
No, Mrs.
She
will Buck. Do it.
She will?
Yeah.
Well, bring her in here to do it.
Oh, well, wait a minute, you guys.
Well, she'll do it.
Now, Deborah, don't give us the no sign.
Do you want to do both of them at the same time?
Yeah.
Bring Buck and his wife. What's your name? What's your wife's name, Buck? Edie?
Okay.
Edie and Buck.
Just bring Edie and Buck together.
Buck and Edie's. That sounds like a good steakhouse.
And the only problem between the family.
A good chop house.
Now, this is the problem. Explain, Deborah. Why is this the problem?
Hold on. You've had a... Never mind. I was just going to go through the litany.
And all the family, I should point out, is gathering at the window now. It's just fascinating.
All right. Hi, Edie. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Thank you for asking. Deborah, these... Pardon me?
Who are you?
I'm Don.
Okay. Well, you didn't introduce yourself to me.
Oh, I'm sorry about that, Edie.
Oh, wait a minute. Wait, now it all comes back to me. Deborah, you wrote about Edie in your
I didn't write
email.
About Edie.
You didn't? What can you tell? What can you tell us about Edie?
Buck is my older brother.
Uh-huh.
And my middle brother, David, lives in his car. And
literally.
And this is Buck's wife, Edie.
Yeah.
And we lived with them when I was going through my divorce.
Right.
Christopher and Jennifer and I lived with them for a while.
Mm-hmm. It's a modern American family, Buzz.
Right.
It sure
but then
is.
We got kicked out because we had, like, strep throat, so we left. But now... we had hamster in the basement. But now we kind of get along.
With the one, gerbils.
But Edie had breast cancer, and, like, she likes to show off her boob, and sometimes we have a problem with that.
Oh, okay. Remember, that was, like, a caller the other day.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So, would you
see
want...
my new boob?
Well, sure, I guess. If you're proud of it, sure.
You had reconstructive surgery?
I want to make sure everybody gets their mammogram.
Good. Yeah. Hey, that's... Well, knock
that's
yourself
out. That's correct.
Go ahead.
That's right.
Go ahead.
You want to see it?
Sure.
Some good can
when's
come of this.
When's the last time you saw a reconstructed boob?
The last time? Rob, when's the last time we saw a reconstructed
boob?
I guess it was last weekend in Miami.
The surprise on Deb is I'm serving dinner topless, right? I'm a topless
now you can if you'd like to, Edie.
You can do whatever you want,
whatever
you like.
Well, we've been to the nudist resort.
So you like being naked?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Now, I get a dynamic here. I want to explain to everybody what's going on. Edie, I get the impression that you're getting under Deborah's skin and you're enjoying
it. Yeah, I always do.
You're really having a good time doing that. Deborah, you're uncomfortable with this, right?
Well, just because she's my brother's wife and we just don't do this sort of thing.
But it's okay for your son to come by and clap his...
They don't do it.
But he had on his boxers.
Naturally.
We're getting a real family Thanksgiving feel.
So do you guys have any absinthe around here that I can take off?
Absinthe? You mean the liqueur?
Yeah,
no, I
have.
Under lock and key.
No, I save it in my home. I'll be enjoying some of that this evening, I believe.
Yeah. All right, well, why don't you show us what you got going there, Edie?
Can you see it?
Yeah, sure.
I don't mind.
Chris, close your eyes. Gary, close your eyes.
Right.
My yellow
talking to the kids? Yeah. Go ahead and take a look.
Surgery. Mm-hmm. Oh.
So that's reconstructive right there. That's very well done.
What they did was they did a tummy tuck.
Yeah.
The muscle and the... fat and the tissue up and formed my new breasts, and then I just got full about 2 months ago.
Wow. Well, happy Thanksgiving. Let's give her a round of applause. That's wonderful.
There you go. Makes me think of...
I got to say hi to Katie and Kim and Kendra and
now,
Kelsey.
Deborah, are you taking your shirt off as well?
No. I was just... I'm sorry.
I saw you doing the thing. You're pulling down there.
You're too quick, Don.
You know, I'll tell you. I got a weird vibe out in the hall.
Here's the hotline. I don't know who it is.
Hello. Oh, Dad, sorry. I didn't know you were on the air.
Who's this?
Oh, it's Bart.
Your son?
Oh.
Who else would call you Dad?
I didn't hear the Dad part. Hey, hold on. Well, happy Thanksgiving, son.
Happy Thanksgiving, Bart.
Oh, don't, Deborah, don't speak to my son.
I'm really kidding. A nice person.
Oh, yeah, just, he's just didn't you see me smiling? Couldn't you tell? I was kidding.
I mean, I've been through a lot, okay? And I really came out okay.
Oh, dear.
Bart?
Is this the alcohol talking?
Yeah.
Not
as much as me.
All right, hey, can you hold on 1 second, bud?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, all right. Or you know what? I'll call you back. Are you on the cell?
Yeah, it's not important.
All right, I'll call you back. Love you.
Love you, too.
All right, bye.
Did your son back in town?
Yep, just making his way back.
Making his way back. All right.
Making his way back.
He is car towed.
So, as we speak.
What did my husband say?
Right, what was that, Edie?
Anything on there?
You know, Buck was just in here for a split second before we started talking about you, Edie. It was when you walked over to the window and started to flash. That's yeah, we really didn't talk to Buck. Buck, are you a nudist, too?
Yes.
Have been for years.
Have been for years?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Have been for years. Okay.
And, Deb, what were you doing with your shirt there?
I was, like, just looking at my boob to make sure that it wasn't reconstructed. And right, it's an original.
She doesn't remember.
Do we have anyone else to meet? Is this your whole family?
Yeah, except my mom that wouldn't come. Yeah, we can call her, though.
No, that's okay.
Okay.
I think we can have a fine party without her. Well, you think that's better, Buck?
Not calling her.
And we would call my brother that lives in his car, but I don't think he has a phone hookup to his car.
Buck, is this a nutty family in your estimation?
It is.
Who's the nuttiest person in the family, Buck?
Nutty how? I mean, there's different degrees,
I'll clear it up for you. Who do you think is really the closest to perhaps being institutionalized?
Deborah, the mom.
Been through a lot.
Out of there.
And Deborah's the reason that you're all here. So I think that's a beautiful package tied up in a nice book.
And Deborah, you've won $500, as well for bringing the family down. Oh, thank you. A nice handshake from my friend Debbie.
Thanks for Deborah. The cat in the hat, Deborah.
Deborah, I know Deborah. I remember. She likes Deb. She likes Deborah. She doesn't like Debbie. Well, get on down to the truck and get yourself.
Start your Thanksgiving.
Uh-huh. Get yourself situated. And what we're going to do is. We'll listen.
Nice power moving van.
We'll listen, and we have a special person down there,
okay.
Our friend Tom Gavin,
who's
dressed in a pilgrim suit.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
and he's down there along with the dancers, the exotic dancers, the strippers from the Crystal City restaurant.
And they're going to be serving dinner to you, just as you would see them on stage.
Are you guys going to come out there?
Yeah.
We're going to come down and visit you, absolutely.
But first, we want you to go down right now, get situated.
Okay. And Edie, I can't hear you unless you talk on the microphone.
We'll come down there.
What's that, Edie?
We can talk more about Tully.
Tully, yes. They actually know my dog from a previous marriage, which is delightful. Can't tell you how happy I am.
Well, in some way, Mike, it's like...
In some way, I'm related.
The 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon.
Absolutely.
Somehow you're related to this beautiful family that fell into our laps on Thanksgiving Day.
Yes. As a matter of fact, one of my... one of the dogs that we had when we were all together was adopted by one of my daughter's first grade teachers. And she now, apparently, I'm going to have to talk to this first grade teacher who lives next door to these people.
Wow.
I can't wait to chat with her the next time I see her.
Okay, so there they go.
Do you stand it?
May I share a theory?
I'd love to
hear it.
Go ahead, Rob.
Let me just say, if the theory is that brothers and sisters should not be allowed to mate, there was proof that it can't happen.
Right.
It's related to that theory. Did you notice the friction between Debbie and the sister-in-law?
Oh, Edie and Debbie don't like each other. Yeah.
The sister-in-law is with the brother.
But,
very close family.
Yeah. Well, hence the relationship between Deborah and her son, Chris.
And the ball slappery.
And Deborah's daughter hates everybody.
This is true.
And you know what? She's the one that's got the best judgment.
Yes. Our listeners... Our listeners picked the best family.
We got to applaud our listeners.
You know, on paper,
they did an incredible job.
On paper, they were not the go-to family.
No. Who even knew that there was nudists?
Right. I didn't know that.
Yeah. Who knew this?
That they
who knew that we would be shown a reef
in here drunk.
Bob raised that. He knew. Okay. Yeah.
I knew. Well, I hoped.
So they're going down. Okay, I requested it.
There you go.
Okay. They're going down to the Mayflower van right now.
Beautiful Mayflower van.
Tom Gavin is wearing his pilgrim suit, and I guess we have an obligation to go down there and see what's happening.
Yeah. You think?
I'd love to eavesdrop first.
I would too.
And then go down after we eavesdrop a little bit. So set up the microphones and get Tom a microphone and Wendell Hall, a smooth an engineer, the microphone. And also we're going to try to get pictures of all these people so you can go to WJFK.com and see what these wonderful people look like. A true American family.
As the eating begins.
Happy effing Thanksgiving, everybody.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What up? It's kicking in the house, homeboy.
The Don and Mike Show.
If you haven't heard it, it's new to you. If you have, shut up and listen anyway.
Before we go any further today, let's find out what's in store tonight on Access Hollywood for Thursday, November 25th, 2004.
Who could possibly top Eminem's amazing CD sales? And Mariah Carey lifts spirits on a Thanksgiving kids will never forget. It's next in the Access Hollywood Update.
Tonight, NBC starts with an all-new one-hour Will and Grace Thanksgiving.
Why don't I get a bottle of champagne?
That's a nice idea.
What would you think?
Followed by an all-new Apprentice, down to six finalists. Then, just two words.
Oh, yeah!
The Seinfeld story.
Oh, I'm back, baby.
The cast returns in a new Seinfeld special.
Can you believe it? It's happening!
Thanksgiving Thursday, Will and Grace, The Apprentice, and the Seinfeld special, NBC Tonight.
A Hallmark Channel original movie.
I've promised one boyfriend for Christmas, Santa.
He's a gift.
Are you some sort of serial killer?
The red bow on my chest?
She won't return.
I'd like to meet my boy.
Where's he from? What's he do for a living?
One question at a time.
This guy's a liar.
Who's my Christmas present?
You've been dating a Christmas present?
A boyfriend for Christmas. A Tylenol exclusive event with limited interruptions. Premieres Saturday night at 9, 8 Central on the Hallmark Channel. Call 1-866-4-HALLMARK to request Hallmark Channel now.
Hi, everybody. I'm Nancy O'Dell with the Access Hollywood Update. And Mariah Carey ditched her glam wear for sweats and an apron and reached out to hungry kids.
Anybody else want cake?
Mariah Carey spreading the warmth in New York City. She teamed up with the Fresh Air Fund and dished out a feast to hundreds.
It was a really nice thing for me to be able to tie in, you know, coming here to True Worship Church. I just feel loved and feel, you know, at home and feel like I'm off duty.
Mariah is also serving up the new CD, The Emancipation of Mimi.
It's kind of like the freeing of my spirit, you know what I mean? Only my really, really close friends call me Mimi, but now that people kind of know about it, people are starting to call me Mimi.
Eminem dominates the charts with Encore for the second week straight, but fierce competition is coming. Supergroup U2 is expected to sell 1 million copies of How to Dismantle an Atomic Bomb by the end of holiday weekend. For all of your Hollywood news, log on to AccessHollywood.com.
Now that we've met all the crazy people and family members that are going to be eating on the Mayflower, this is the family on the Mayflower, and Joe was there with them to tell us what was going on. It is the best of Don and Mike.
I know we're set downstairs. Let's take a phone call. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike, it's a nice caller. Hey, can I make a request?
A request?
Yeah, buddy.
Hey, buddy. Hey, buddy.
Adam Sandler, man, play some turkey for me.
Adam Sandler. Oh, you know what? You caught
the Thanksgiving song.
You caught us today with our...
We've had it on the background. I don't know, David, you've had it in there. I see you put it in there before the show started.
Hold on a second. I just see
it. Can't you hear it? It's very faint. It's
not in the background. Machine number one. It's not in the machine number.
They
want to
hear the Thanksgiving song.
It's there all along. There it is. There you go. We got it for you, sir.
Thank you, sir.
We've been playing it continuously.
Yes,
for the last six shows.
Your all Thanksgiving music show.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Pardon me?
Hello, Don.
Yes, Don and Mike. Hi.
Hey, that's a Thanksgiving, guys. Great show.
Thank you.
Okay, see you.
Bye-bye. Hi, Don and Mike show.
Yes, I wanted to talk to Don and Mike.
How old are you?
72. It's my birthday.
72. Hi, honey.
Okay, honey.
What can we do for you?
Okay.
This is us. Turn your radio down, please.
Okay, just a minute. Hang in.
She'll be right back.
I don't believe this woman's 72.
I do.
I do.
You do?
Yeah.
It's the power of this show, I'm telling you, Mike, from the womb to the tomb.
72.
Okay, I ordered it.
All right, where are you calling from?
Buffalo, New York.
Hey, Buffalo.
And what can we do for you?
Okay, I just wanted to wish Dan and Mike a happy Thanksgiving. And I want to tell them that it's, I'm a girl that sent them a thing in the mail. I do cakes for celebrities. I did Elvis Presley's cake, Tony Bennett, Perry Como, Victor Moon, Harv Moore, you.
Bob Moore?
Yes. Good friend of
you. Can I ask you, what's your first name, darling?
Pat Kilfoy.
Kat, when did you do a cake for the boy next door, Hob Moore?
Hob Moore? I did him for the last 6 years.
It's a tough climate up in Buffalo. Really rare opportunities to wear something flimsy.
Oh, are you kidding? We go topless. And don't ask me who I resemble, because I resemble somebody's mother.
Did you say you make cakes?
Yes, I'm a professional cake decorator.
Ah, well, I would love for you to make me an erotic cake for my Thanksgiving dinner tomorrow.
Oh, you know what I do? I make the bikini with the cherry.
Wow.
Ladies and gentlemen, what can I say but Spotlight on Buffalo?
Yeah. You need to be here on that Mayflower moving van.
See that? You know, I just said, I send you the card in the mail with my card in it. You know, I don't know if you got it yet or not.
Business card?
No, I don't know. They opened
the amazing thing is you're from Buffalo, and I don't detect any trace of a Buffalo accent.
Buffalo Spotlight.
Buffalo, New York. Yes.
What was that, darling?
Can you say back up the tractor, please?
I took and send you a card in the mail, a Thanksgiving card, and I put in my card of all the celebrities that I did.
Can you say back up the tractor?
Back up the tractor. Get out of here.
Did you call me a... No.
Yeah, I send you a... I'll make you one. You probably got your own anyway. Why should I make you one?
Wow.
All right, thanks for calling.
Okay, Annie, bye.
All right, bye. Call BX sometime.
Okay, you have a nice holiday.
Bye, honey.
Bye. You have a nice holiday, too.
There you go. Hi.
Love that accent.
John and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, how are you guys?
Hey, we're doing great.
Why I oughta?
Why you? Hi, what can we do for you?
Hey, buddy, I just wanted to wish you guys a happy Thanksgiving.
Wow, listen to this.
And same to you.
You know, this is what we always say. It's very peaceful.
Mm-hmm.
People are usually at their destination, and at about 5 o'clock, it will all go.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Good afternoon, Donald and Mikhail. How are you today?
Hola, what's up?
Not too much. I was just wondering if you were actually heading to the game this Sunday at Baltimore.
I already said it. Yes, sir. Yeah, Modell has hooked me up. I'll be there. Remember, I'm your good luck charm, Baltimore.
Modell?
Oh, I believe you.
Is that his name now? Is that what you're going to refer to him as? Modell?
Modell.
Modell?
Uh-huh. Modell.
Not Mr. or Dave.
Modell.
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 Yeah. Modell hooked you.
Modell hooked me up.
There you go.
24/7. You know, 365.
Except or whatever the numbers are.
Except in a leap year.
420.
Yeah, whatever.
that's
buzzes. No, I'll be there Sunday on the sidelines with the Ravens, and I'm your guaranteed victory against San Francisco, because I'll be there.
Well, if that's the case, then I would like to ask you a couple questions just to make sure you are worthy of being a Baltimore sports fan.
No, listen, I don't have time for that. I'm sure I would pass with flying colors.
No. Just give him an A.
I've seen the movie Diner, sir. What else do you need?
No, all right. He's gone.
Hi, Don and Mike show.
After 4:20, and Buzz Burbank has ordered two Thanksgiving dinners.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hi.
I don't know why I'm so hungry.
Hi. Tomorrow being Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving.
Yeah. Have some more drinks.
You want to start again?
Tomorrow being Thanksgiving.
What would Jackie Kennedy do?
Okay, now.
Welcome.
You know what? Here you go. Prize lady right here.
Yeah.
This lady gets a prize. Here you go. And how about this? She's going to win a key that could start the Jeep.
Oh. Wow!
Right.
A bonus key!
She's listening today.
And she's an attentive listener.
The day before Thanksgiving when everybody's got other stuff to do. You get $100 and a key. And a key that could start the brand new Jeep. Mike?
It's a brand new Jeep. The 2004 Jeep Liberty Sport 4x4. Ferris Jeep on Fairfax Circle. Comes equipped with high back bucket seats, satellite, four-wheel disc brakes, fog lamps, 2.7-liter Powertech V6 engine, tinted windows, cast aluminum wheels, and customer for packages, 2 TV at 26 feet. The Jeep Liberty Sport 4x4. Now back to you, Don.
Thank you, Mike.
Yeah.
And listen, you got a key, so we'll see you down here a week from Friday.
Okay.
Or 2 weeks from Friday. 2 weeks.
Two weeks from Friday.
You know, they got to write this down for me. Just like you got to write down, and I've already lost. No, I've got the note.
Good. This Wednesday, is Wednesday, which is traditionally the heaviest travel day of the year.
Right, and then Friday is...
Not to be confused with Friday, which is usually the heaviest
shopping day.
Yeah.
I'm not doing it anymore.
Yeah.
It's over.
I've lost.
I can't do it if you don't do it.
I've lost it. But wait, hold on.
We have to do it together.
You've also won the DVD copy of Pumping Iron, the 20th anniversary special edition DVD, autographed by Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Wow.
And a portable DVD player.
Wow.
Wow.
Luck be a lady tonight.
DVD has the new movie, a new interview with Arnold, and look at Arnold's career and never-before-seen outtakes.
I'm gonna try to steal one of those out of the prize closet.
Enjoy. I'm telling you, the best prize there is that portable DVD player. Those things are sweet. Enjoy it. And thank you for listening.
Thank you.
Hold on just a second. Okay. downstairs, we've got the Mayflower moving van.
Yeah, I mean, we've got the real deal, a huge Mayflower moving van.
We've got the family that you've just met down there. They're inside the moving van now. There's food. There are strippers. Tom Gavin is dressed in a pilgrim suit. And joining us now live from the Mayflower moving van, here is Joe Ardinger.
Hello, Joe.
Joe.
I hear Joe, but we can't hear him.
Joe?
We can't hear you. I can hear you in the background, Joe.
I can't hear you, but I can't understand you.
His mic's not live. Some other mic is.
There's another live microphone down there.
Most folks.
Can you hear me now?
Now we can hear you, Joe.
Joe? Good. Hi, Joe.
Hey, man, you got to come on down and have a meal.
Now, Joe, I think we've done a pretty good job of describing, everybody knows what a Mayflower moving van looks like. This is an empty one, obviously.
Yes.
The good people at Joe Mulholland Mayflower have loaned us this van for the day. Say, Joe.
Yes?
Now that you've found your new home, make it a smooth move with Joe Mulholland Mayflower. Joe Mulholland Mayflower with a free quote available at 703-494-2021.
That's a tough name.
Sure is.
Mm-hmm.
Sure is. And it's really, and I thank
Joe Mulholland.
I thank Joe Mulholland Mayflower for supplying the truck.
Yeah.
But something tells me that it goes against everything that our forefathers were fighting for when they you know, started this whole
right
thing about Thanksgiving,
uh-huh,
that eventually it would mean disc jockeys reading plugs for Mayflower moving van.
Yeah, but, no, you know, life changes.
They wanted that.
Life goes on.
Anyway, thank you, Joe Mulholland Mayflower, because they supplied the truck that Joe's in right now. Joe, is that crazy family sitting around the table?
They're all around the table right now.
And do we have Tom in the pilgrim suit?
Tom is at the head of the table. I thought it might be nice to have Tom say grace.
Oh, that's true.
That would be nice. Are the servers in their pasties?
Yes. Uh-huh. The girls are serving the food. We got ham and baby llamas.
what do we have really on the menu today, Jeff?
Yeah, what's the spread?
Well, we have ham and turkey, obviously. Green beans, stuffing, yams, and mashed potatoes, and gravy.
Ooh, delicious. And we worked very hard. Charlie's been on top of this whole heating situation,
mm-hmm,
in the moving van, even though it's only 50 degrees outside now. It's cool.
It's 47 now. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Is it warm in the big moving truck, the van?
Very much so.
It's toasty in there, and so you're going to have Tom say grace before they dig in?
Would you like me?
Yeah, would you please?
Tom?
Or hold on. Is that Deborah screaming?
Of course.
Well, they're all chatting amongst themselves.
Why don't you ask Deborah what she thinks of the surroundings? Since we've met Deborah already, we met all of them.
I have a bet. There'll be a complaint.
Should I ask Deborah?
Yeah, ask Deborah what she thinks of the moving van.
Oh. Deborah's the one in the red sweater.
What do you think of the moving van, Deborah?
It's nice, but we need their program piped in here because it's kind of quiet.
Bingo. Uh-huh. All right, well, I think
she's asking for a monitor.
That might be an issue with feedback.
Right.
Joe, what are they doing? What are they laughing at, Joe?
They're just all chatting amongst themselves, getting their plates loaded up.
How does the bigot feel about the fabulous babes, the attractive, curvy girls from the Crystal City restaurant?
Why don't you go ask Grandpa how he likes the girls?
Grandpa! Grandpa, how do you like the girls?
I got a new heart, man. I got new plumbing and everything. I'm ready to go.
He has a new heart.
Has he really had a heart transplant?
Have you really had a heart transplant?
No, they just replumbed it.
They just replumbed
it. What, he had bypass surgery?
Oh, yeah. I believe maybe an angioplasty?
No, they put new plumbing in.
Ask Joe, here's a great question.
Okay.
Ask him if he needed a heart transplant. Would he take a heart transplant from a black man?
Very good question.
If you needed a heart transplant, would you take a heart transplant from a black man?
Sure.
Okay.
Sure. But listen, the family's laughing their heads off at that.
They're poking fun at Grandpa, I believe. He says new plumbing. Can you ask him what specifically was his medical procedure?
What specifically did they do to your heart? It's just better than plumbing.
They made it work.
There you have it, Don.
He's no doctor. No, he's obviously.
They made it work, Mike.
I guess he just showed up one day at the hospital.
I don't know what you don't understand about that.
They made it work.
How many times have you been to the doctor? He said, what happened? He said, hey, I made it work.
I'm having trouble peeing. Make it work.
Get out of here. I made it work.
Yeah.
Well, Joe, we're going to do a break.
Okay.
And then when we come back, perhaps you can get it set up where Tom can actually give grace.
Well, they're already starting to eat.
That's okay.
Okay.
It's ceremonial. The whole thing with Tom is ceremonial.
Well, right. You know, isn't it, in most households, everybody cheats a little bit before grace.
And Joe, just between you and I, now that Mike and I have met the family and everything,
yes.
Do you think that they will not notice the fact that, Mike and I are going to stay up here for the rest for the rest of the show?
I don't think they'll notice.
I don't either.
Okay.
No, I really don't.
It'll be fine.
Well, good. It's still the great concept of them having dinner on the Mayflower.
Can't see out of this eye. Make it work.
And Joe, what I'd really like is, and I don't know what this whole thing with hidden microphone stuff, but I think you got to tell them, we're just going to leave the microphones.
We can probably get by with telling them that we're going to leave microphones open. And sometimes they'll be on the air, sometimes they won't, but they won't know. And so, ask them if it's okay.
When we come back, just give Tom a microphone for the toast.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Then you and Wendell strategically put some more microphones around the table, especially around Deborah and around Daddy Bigot. And then let's see what happens. Because we've got this crazy, kooky family together enjoying their Thanksgiving on the Mayflower.
They sound like they're very happy.
Yes, yeah. They're all having
Joe, would you ask them, you know, this is a big radio thing. Ask them what they're at. Say, hey, gang, what's your favorite radio show?
Hey, gang, what's your favorite radio show?
Don and Mike.
Say, now, Joe, say, Debbie, we love you.
Debbie, we love you.
Debra. Oh, that's Mike, incidentally.
Yes.
I didn't know if that was coming from in here or down there. That's Mike. Joe, stay there.
Okay.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
I should have listened to the kids instead of my big, dumb wife. Oh, I shouldn't have called her that. Bite my tongue, bite my tongue. Ow!
The Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike go back to Deborah and her family on the Mayflower truck. And eventually, Mike O'Mara answers the telephone. It's the best of Don and Mike.
Happy holidays. You know, I know it's overdone a lot with the excess Christmas music, but from us to you, really, happy holidays.
Rocking around the Christmas tree, let the Christmas spirit ring.
Yeah, that's great.
Later we'll have some f***ing fire and we'll do some caroling.
There you go.
Okay. And now let's go directly to the bowels of Don and Mike World Broadcast Headquarters.
Yes. Oh, yes.
As the sun sets on this Thanksgiving Eve.
It's the dinner hour.
Let's go live downstairs now inside the van. I understand there will be pictures of all of this at WJFK.com.
Good.
Click on the Don and Mike icon. You'll see the family. You'll see the van. You'll see Tom wearing his pilgrim suit. Joe, come in, Joe.
Howdy.
Hi. Now, Joe, as instructed, are we ready not only to start the dinner with Tom saying grace, then we're just going to eavesdrop.
Okay.
All right, well, let's roll. Tom Gavin,
are you ready for grace?
In a pilgrim suit.
Okay.
With a family.
No, I'm going to hold the mic up to your mouth.
On a Mayflower van with strippers serving them Thanksgiving dinner.
Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Give us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Amen.
Give us our trespasses.
Right.
Amen.
You know, not bad. Pretty decent little, didn't finish it, but the Lord's Prayer from Tom Gavin.
I would think that Tom would be living proof that there is no guarantee with that prayer.
Jesus. Wow.
It seems to me that's a prayer where God's saying, I'll give you a 50-50.
Well, you know, I think what's done is done. You know, so it's, let's see.
Oh, no, Mike, it's like, what's done is done with Tom, but
yeah.
How do you know he couldn't be like that nutty lady that...
That came back with the accent?
Woke up from the coma,
It could happen.
Haven't we always maintained that one day Tom would wake up and would be like, Hello, you can't be chap.
I always have said that if Tom was dealt the proverbial full deck, that Tom would probably aspire to great things because of his tenaciousness.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, Tom is unbelievably determined.
But I want you to know that right now his hold card is a two of spades and a joker.
It is. Okay. Yeah.
I mean, he doesn't even have a pair of twos.
Yeah, and he's but he makes the, you know, he's bluffing and doing a pretty good job.
You know, if I was him, I'd go to church and ask for my money back on that prayer.
Oh, dear.
I would. Hi, Rob.
Man, that is cold.
Sometimes Rob's the only person who will laugh. I'm sorry, man.
You think?
Yeah. Well, in this room. Because I know that you got the whole, you know, you've got, at some level, you think that we're being graded by God, don't you, on what we're doing?
You might say
on
that.
What we say?
I think that I've always held on to that, even though my personal life has taken some very tragic turns. I still hold on to that a little bit. But you slowly but surely pounded it out of me that, I'm much less sensitive than I used to be.
But I still think that you think when we get up there, and eventually, you know, we'll die together. No matter who we go.
Not American. Well, it's going to be. Are we still doing what we said? The automobile.
Yeah.
The R- Porsche convertible. R- the telephone pole.
RSP.
Jimmy Dean Rothgone.
RSSP. Our secret suicide pact.
Yeah, boy, that's going to be a great last show. What? I mean, talk about leaving them laughing.
I know that you still think that when we get up there, that God's going to say, okay, Don and Mike show, right? Mike, step on through. Don, let me have a word with you.
No, I don't think so.
Yeah, I don't know. Anyway.
I mean, I don't think we're judged. I really don't think we're graded. I just, there's certain things that like pulling on my... that's all I'm telling you. Yeah.
I would just be curious how many times Tom has said that. You know, what's the return rate on that? Mm-hmm. Has he said that, like, I don't know... If you say it every day, that's 360 sometimes a day.
The Lord's Prayer.
Ten times. If you're 10 years old, you've said 3,000 times.
Right. So are you indicating that you, I thought, being a God-fearing person, are you indicating that you consider that just worthless mumbo-jumbo and that because of Tom being the way he is?
From Tom's perspective, why waste it? You know what I mean? Why waste the verbiage? Why waste it? Unanswered prayers, Mike.
Well, but the thing is, I'm not even doing this. I refuse. I can't.
It's a funny bit to do the day before Thanksgiving.
I just can't.
All right, let's go downstairs.
Thank you.
Let's go downstairs where Tom is standing by and Joe. Now, Joe?
Yes?
We still don't have the speakers down there, right?
Right.
Great. That's the best way to do this. Then take one microphone and tell Wendell just to turn the volume up all the way on those things.
Right.
Take one microphone and put it by Deborah.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Take the other one maybe by Tom, maybe by the racist grandpa. And just tell them to go along with the dinner as they would a regular Thanksgiving dinner.
I shall do that.
How are they enjoying it, Joe?
They're having a wonderful time. Y'all having fun?
Now,
the food's being consumed.
Joe, would you describe the girls from the Crystal City restaurant?
Gorgeous, as always.
Yes, they are.
Gorgy?
And simply gorgy.
What are they wearing or not wearing?
Yeah.
They're not wearing many clothes.
Joe.
Do they have nice bodies?
Got the thongs and the pasties and the bras and top hat.
One bra.
Oh, absolutely.
Ask, would you just, the one
finest
question.
Money can buy, Don.
Would you ask Grandpa Bigot if he likes the girls?
Grandpa Bigot?
Oh.
Do you like the girls?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's a yes.
Oh, yeah.
Go on.
All right, well, Joe.
What are they laughing about, Joe?
I don't know.
Joe, just leave the microphones where we can hear that. Maybe even give a microphone to Deborah.
Okay.
Maybe just hand one to Deborah.
All right.
And then give the other one to someone else and let them just work their way around the room. And now we're all going to listen to this, a Thanksgiving to remember from the Don and Mike Show.
The Deborah family.
Dinner on the Mayflower. Lord's Prayer that doesn't work.
Leave it on the table.
But I can't hear them.
That's right. You can't hear us. That's right. We just want to listen. It's our experiment.
Oh, and by the way, Don, the pie is here.
Oh, the pie.
The pie that you bought.
Fantastic.
You're listening to a family that's in a Mayflower moving van.
Sitting at a dinner table eating Thanksgiving dinner, being served by strippers.
Picture a painting by Norman Rockwell on acid.
Yeah. With Tom Gavin wearing a pilgrim suit.
Right. And the Lord smiling down upon him.
Every day.
M-I-C.
There you go, right here. There was the Lord's Prayer just speaking to us. Guys, if you can hear me down there, give one microphone to Deborah exclusively, and give one microphone to Tom exclusively.
And simply wait for the magic to happen.
Yeah, all right.
It will.
Just give one to Deborah and one to Tom, and tell Deborah to try to explain what she's seeing.
Okay. Deborah, here, this is for you. One mic for Tom and one mic for Deborah.
You now, Tom. Let's take this one off.
Wait a minute. Here we go.
All right, here we go.
Now it gets up for some Thanksgiving love.
Just explain to them what you see in front of you.
We've given the microphone to Tom to spell microphone, and we're all sitting around, and we've all eaten, and Tom is spitting out food as he speaks. He's got stuff on his nose.
Oh, he's blowing his nose.
Hey,
God, don't listen to her.
And now here's Charlie.
Hi, aren't you glad you have Tom doing this instead of Dennis?
Yes.
He could never hold a microphone and eat at the same time.
Leave it out, Don.
Yeah, Tom.
So Tom can be thankful.
What, Tom? Tell Tom just to talk.
Oh. Hey, I'm having a good time, Don. I want you all to come down here and see what's going on.
Uh-huh. We will.
Can you hear us, Tom?
No, I don't think he can.
Joe got it for me. Right, Joe?
That's right, Tom. Yeah, buddy.
Where's Deborah?
Are you like me? I want to hear dialogue between Deborah and Tom.
Yes. Joe? Hey, Joe?
Yes, I got you.
Please ask Deborah to have a conversation with Tom about the meaning of Thanksgiving.
Excellent. Okay. Deborah,
yes?
Have a conversation with Tom about the meaning of Thanksgiving.
Go.
Tom, could you explain to me in your pilgrim costume the meaning of Thanksgiving?
Thanksgiving is thanks for, like, everything, like it's...
Tom, wipe the food off your lips and your beard right there. Wipe the mashed potatoes off a little bit.
Please.
That's not mashed potatoes.
Oh, God.
That's not a regular beard. It's like Santa Claus beard.
Oh, okay. Go ahead, Tom. Tell us the meaning of Thanksgiving.
It looks like mashed potatoes.
Thanksgiving is, like, everything is... You give thanks and give. You give.
You give and you give
Tom,
thanks.
Tom, have you had chemo recently?
What?
Have you had...
Oh, Deborah.
Whoa. Tasteless. Go ahead.
Deborah. No.
Hey, bleep that out.
Okay, bleep that out.
Okay. Nobody heard that.
I think we picked the right family.
All the Indians and all the pilgrims.
Uh-huh.
Take over our land.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, now I think we need to take the microphone from Tom.
Too optimistic, I suppose. I don't suppose Tom could tell us how he would cook a turkey.
I think we got to get more into Deborah's family here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Let's have Deborah and...
maybe just Deborah herself.
Okay. Yeah, just have Deborah do some talking.
All right, Debbie. Deborah, just do some talking.
Debbie.
Okay, gang, are we all having a good time? Chris, that's your mother you're talking to. Hi, Melody.
This is good.
Chris.
He's good.
Apologize.
I like to say hi to Floyd because he's big gay. Cashier.
You know, are you like me that really? I'd like to spend more time with these people.
This is cashier.
No, I'm not like you.
Jennifer, you want to say a few words?
Nope.
This is like a lot of real Thanksgiving that people will be going to.
Well, you hear about it. You hear about the dysfunctional families, and you know.
I think they're a little quieter now that they've eaten.
A little tryptophan kicking in, perhaps?
Yeah, and it's replaced some of the alcohol that was there before.
Wow.
They seem to enjoy each other's company.
Me too. My strip teacher.
Oh! What, she teaches you how to strip?
Can you spell strip when she taught you that?
Oh, no, there's no fair using our jokes with Tom.
Yeah.
No fair.
Well, they're, you know.
I'm just helping.
They're not generating their own.
That's
their own fun.
Strip.
After they slice the turkey, maybe they could reconstruct her breast. What was that lady's name again?
Edie.
Edie's breast.
Her
Very good.
Now they're all dropping the S bomb.
Hey, Joe. They tell you to talk a lot.
I like him.
What? They say spell things wrong. Really? Yeah.
And then Nate's little 21-year-old.
It's also not as funny.
Who's having the most fun with Tom, I think.
Yeah. The guy, you mean?
Yeah, the guy that can slap his together.
For his mom. Put Debbie back on, please. You can put Debbie back on.
Debbie, they want to talk.
The acoustics in that van might be good for some slapping.
Or they just want you.
You know, the fact that we're not down there.
True enough.
Might be time for that. It might be time for that show.
Here, palate cleanser before the pie.
What do you think? Here. Here, Jen.
Joe, ask Debbie.
Because I don't have to see it.
Debbie's
handing the microphone to Jennifer.
Hey, guys.
Hi, Jennifer.
Hi, Jennifer. How are you?
Over there, because it's going... Tom's calling me a lesbian, and I'm not.
Well, you gotta cut Tom a little slack.
Yeah, Anne-Marie, the nice-looking stripper, is going to get me boobs so I can strip.
Oh, so you're actually going to do a career change.
Yeah,
didn't see that coming.
Yeah.
At the doctor's? Anyways.
Where'd you get yours?
So, thanks for this dinner. It was very good.
Well, have you had anything to drink, Jennifer?
Yet?
I don't think they
can. I wish I could hear you guys.
No, it's better that way. It's a great interview this way.
Do you have any dynamite?
She wants to know if you still have the dynamite.
Still have the dynamite.
Maybe she's still mortified.
This is the woman that didn't want a part of this. Give the microphone to Deborah again.
Okay. Give it back to Deborah.
Debbie.
Debbie.
Hey, Debbie. Deborah.
Deborah, there she is. Deborah? Deborah, why don't
that, Tom?
Joe, if you would ask Deborah just to tell us what they would normally talk. Tell her to talk as they would normally talk, to forget the microphone is there.
Okay, tell Deborah, talk as you normally would talk and forget the microphone is there.
Tell them to pretend they're on Big
Gary,
Brother.
Gary, what are we going to do tonight, Gary? Drink some beers. I'll drink my Friday's Long Island iced tea. Howard comes on at 11. We can watch him live. But Don and Mike are on until 7.
Yeah.
But Chris,
you hold the mic in front of you.
Is that a good thing or bad?
Don't you want to just to liven it up? I think maybe Chris should stand on the table and do that thing with his
Joe, if you would ask Chris.
Hey, Chris, could you?
The crowd favorite, Don. Joe, tell us what's happening.
He's turning a few shades of red right now.
Is he?
Yeah.
For the radio, because we're not down there.
Here he goes. I'm not sure.
Joe, why don't you describe what's going on?
Oh, do I have to? He's glancing at his nose. He had me on.
Right.
And I guess he's going to buy it more.
Now, who's going to hold the microphone by his...
Tom is...
Tom!
Grabbing his side.
Tom, the Lord's Prayer.
I'll hold the microphone, but I got to turn it up really loud.
Okay, Joe. So
it's out.
Stand by.
You're about to hear a boy...
Did you hear that?
Was that real?
Hear it.
Have him do it again.
Hold on.
Encore.
Do it again. Stand by.
It hurts.
I would think.
You might as well stop, because when you said, bring my little...
Yeah.
Yeah, it's Mikey Blob.
All right, so we're still on the air now?
Yeah, I've dumped it a lot. But
all right, well then...
You can't...
Okay, everybody knows what he's done, so Joe...
Not even in this break.
So a guy can't clap his... Radio, if you say clap...
No, when you say...
Well, how else is... You got clapping when he doesn't clap.
You don't have to tell him to do that. He knows to do it.
I don't
tell him...
Happy effing Thanksgiving. Will we be able to perhaps revisit some subjects that we've had on the show today? And,
I would think so.
If we present it in about an hour.
No,
well, they'll be hitting pavement in an
I'm
hour.
I'm bored with them already.
I know. I'm
ready for them to get out of here.
Yeah, we send them on their way. Give them a piece of pie.
Could we just ask him to do his trick?
Yeah.
How about if we said...
Do that thing you do.
Can we say that?
Yeah, because I know Charlie's just got his job to do. I'm not busting Charlie.
No, Charlie does.
On this, they got the dumb rules here.
Yeah, absolutely.
And we just heard something real funny that we think was deleted out. So
he
Joe...
do that thing he does.
Without saying what it is, tell him that it got deleted out and ask him to do it again.
He went to the bathroom now.
I would think so. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
Well, you're listening to our greatest Thanksgiving show ever.
You know what?
Oh my God,
it was worth it.
If that caused a rupture, that would be like a gift to humanity.
It would.
There you go. Well, everybody, let's...
Bravo. They were great.
Let's put our hands together for the Clampus.
What a great family they are. Deborah and Grandpa Bigot and the guy, the nudist Biff, and then the lady with the reconstructed breast, Ellie, or...
And the son, Chris, and his girlfriend, Becky, and Edie. Daughter, Jennifer, and daughter, Judy Jane, his wife. Stop this crazy thing.
Joe, would you pass on from the Don and Mike show, best wishes to the entire family.
A stack of good wishes.
I hope Ron and Fez don't make
the Don and Mike day. Show passes on a bag of good wishes on ye.
Enjoy the $500.
Enjoy the $500.
Enjoy the food.
Enjoy the food.
Get the F out of here.
Get the F out of here.
Tell them thank you, Joe.
Thank you very much, guys.
And don't tell them how much they scared us, really.
Right.
Okay. All right. Hey, Joe, great job down there. Thank you.
Thanks, Joe.
And Joe, tell Tom we said hey.
I will.
And tell him postage due. On that whole prayer thing.
I was laughing with you, Don.
I know you were, Joe. You're one of the evil ones.
Yes, I am.
Thank you. Thanks, Joe.
You bet.
Hey, what's that make me?
And one of the non-evil ones.
I know.
You're a hard guy to please.
Ever.
And anyway, goodbye. That's it. So get them out of there. And
hello, boys.
And thank you very much to Charlie Boyle, who worked really hard to get the real truck down here.
He had to sell all his clothes.
So hey. I think you can go to the website. Buzzy, go to the website and see if the pictures are up yet.
I will. And while I do that, can I just say this was the best Thanksgiving ever.
I agree. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike.
Hi.
It was the night before Christmas, and all through the house, everybody was drunk. As drunk as a louse. My mother's in a whorehouse.
Okay. Hi, Charlie.
The pictures won't be up. There's nobody still working today who can do that.
Right. Perhaps sometime next week.
Yeah, sometime.
Did everybody get it? What was the schedule today? Did people get sent home early?
I'm just focusing on this show. I don't know what everyone's
doing. That's right. Okay, that's fine.
Gotcha.
Because Colette, I know, is working, I think, till 5:30.
Yeah, she did. Yeah,
right.
She is.
Yeah, let's see if she's still there. I think we can let her go home.
What the hell? I think we're authorized.
Rob, don't frown like that.
I'm not frowning.
That disturbs you, Rob. Why?
Don't frown like that, Rob.
WJSK.
Colette.
Yes?
Don from Don and Mike.
Hey.
Listen, baby, go home. Seriously, go home.
Is there anybody working right now?
No.
Wait,
that
way, you think the penny man's going to fire you over this?
Pennyman.
Baby, go home.
We'll take the heat for you.
Seriously, we'll cover for you. Get out of here. It's Thanksgiving, for God's sakes.
I know.
Come on, Colette, really, go. Baby, come on. What is it?
Don and Mike said it was okay.
Yeah, go. Go ahead.
Okay.
There you go. Good. That's the spirit.
Is Alan still here?
Yeah, I believe he is. Yeah.
I'll call him.
Okay.
Tell him to go.
You get out of here.
Okay.
You know, tell Alan to go. Have a great holiday. Yeah.
Thank you. You too.
Bye-bye. All right. Bye, Colette. Oh, boy.
Call Alan and tell him where to go.
Now, what's he doing?
Busy.
Making his multi-million-dollar deal, or is he on the floor looking for pennies?
He's probably, I think he left. I could have sworn he said he was there early.
Oh, and we told him about the meeting then?
Yeah.
Hello, this is Alan Lott.
He's gone, I think. Colette might be so depressed she didn't notice. She was looking down.
Yes.
I'm sure I'm on his cell. Because that's not a good example for your employees. You make them stay till 5:30
right.
on Thanksgiving Eve, and you're out there living the high life.
Scrooge.
Yeah. Hey. Hi, Scrooge. How come you're not here, but Colette's here?
Who said I'm not here?
Where are you?
I'm sitting in my office.
Oh, you are in your office.
Well, I tried to...
Why don't you call my office line?
All right, Pennyman, I'll call you right back.
Thank you.
Bye. There he is, Alan Pennyman.
Wow.
Oh, and the family's here. Bring him in to say goodbye. Bring him in.
And Tom's there, too.
Tom looks great in his pilgrim outfit.
Come on in, everybody.
That pilgrim outfit will have to be burned.
Scrooge.
Ah, so you are here. Hey, we've let Colette go.
And you should go home, too, Alan.
Well, yeah, you're not going to get anything done.
Well, you guys can go home. Why don't you guys go home?
All right.
Hey, you'd be careful.
Who do you think
guys,
you are?
I figured, Mike, you'd jump all over that.
Of course I would. Who do you think you are, Alan Goodman?
So we can go home?
If you'd like. I mean, I'd like you to finish your show, but...
This is the definitive...
Now you know how Alan really works. All right, well, enough about us. We're here for the duration, but how about Colette?
Well, she got 20 minutes, that's all.
Yeah, 20 exactly. minutes. Let her go.
Oh, no, you know, I see where this is going.
I want to keep the phones open today till 5:30, believe it or not.
Why would that be?
Why? Because...
That last minute
frankly,
business?
We are booking business right up till 5:30, I promise you.
What if I put Joe there? All you need is, let's face it.
I don't want to scare people away.
Boy, oh boy. Are you an ass sometimes?
I'll do it during the commercial breaks.
You know what you are? You're like the fertilizer for morale around here.
You think?
You really are.
What if during our next commercial break, I go down there and I do it for Colette and she can take off and go. And I'll just answer the phones at the main number.
Now, what about this thing? I got a memo here.
Alan, what about that? If you don't mind.
No, you got a show to do. I need you focused.
No, I mean during the commercial breaks.
Well, but that's only 9 minutes, right?
Yeah, but I mean, when are we going to break? Don, just,
right now, we're going to break.
We're
going to
break right now, and then by the time we would come back, it would be about 10 minutes later. You'd be letting her go 10 minutes early.
Hey, you know what? What the hell? Mike could cover the whole 20 minutes out there. I mean, Mike can do his part of the show from out there.
I wouldn't mind having Mike on the phone for 15 minutes.
What?
I wouldn't mind having you on the phone for 15 minutes. If you want to cut that deal, I'll do that.
All right, I'm going to go down right now.
Is that a problem?
I'm going to go right down right. Somebody help me.
Bye, AP.
I don't know what to do.
Well, I can show you.
Yeah, okay.
All right, bye, Alan.
Call you, Don.
Bye, Alan. There he goes, Alan. Alan Pennyman.
This is what needs to be recorded, too, for our outgoing message.
Oh. Thank you for calling the offices of Infinity Broadcasting, Washington, D.C. Our offices are closed for the Thanksgiving holiday.
We need to put music behind us.
If you have an immediate need with your commercial schedule, please call our holiday hotline.
Yep.
And someone will get back to you within 1 hour.
Because we're taking orders all through. If you want to call Thanksgiving Day and my commercial time, we're available for that. So I hear.
Well, let's see if this holiday hotline is up and running. Call it right now.
I think this is why someone wrote that anonymous memo.
Thank you for calling the Infinity Broadcasting Holiday Hotline.
It's you.
If you have an immediate need for WPGC AM or FM, WJFK FM, WHFS, WARW, or the Washington Redskins Radio Network, please leave your name and number and a brief description of your need. We will get back to you to help resolve this issue within 1 hour. Thanks for calling and happy holiday.
And to honor the birth of our Lord, we'll be open all day Christmas.
What, Robbie?
Omero on hold for you there.
Oh, hi. Listen, I need to buy some widgets. Are you open for widgets, Michael?
I need a 2-hour infomercial. Someone get me Tim McWilliams.
Okay, let's go to the front desk now. Live to the front desk.
He was on hold,
but he gave up. Probably because the lines are ringing. See, now what's going to happen is the crazy listeners will call the business line.
WJFK.
Hey! So, here you are doing your Good Samaritan thing.
Yes, Don, how are you? We're booking millions of dollars of business right now. Hold on. Can you hold, please?
Mike, I got to go to a break.
Okay, you got to go. Don and Mike, go to break.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Do the letters F-O mean anything to you?
The Don and Mike Show. Vintage goodness. It's the best of Don and Mike.
One day, Don and Mike were trying a little experiment, something really terrible into something really happy. It just gave them great joy. Horrible into happy. It's the best of Don and Mike.
Here's some more.
Paul, do you know about the early days of the Kimberly Diamond Mine? Do you know what they did to the native workers who stole diamonds? Don't worry, they didn't kill them. That would be like junking your Mercedes just because it had a broken spring. No, if they caught them, they had to make sure they could go on working. But they also had to make sure they could never run away. The operation was called hobbling.
Amy.
Hobble.
Whatever you think I'm not doing, please don't do it. Amy, for God.
Shh, darling. Trust me.
For God's sake.
It's for the best.
Amy, please!
Almost done. Just one more.
Amy!
The Don and Mike Show.
There you go. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is why I was laughing.
You know, I get it now.
You know what I mean? It's just you go from that absolute horrific scene to...
Give me one more horrific scene.
All right.
Because I think it would work with any happy song.
Yeah.
Any song that's got like that da 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 da.
Right, right. Out of the gate.
Let me see if I got it.
You know, and I haven't heard that Misery clip in a long time, and that is one nasty little scene.
Yeah. Oh, hold on a second.
They show it in the movie, too.
I got to change the discs, though. Hold on a sec. Well, Christ.
Are we going to pick a new horrible scene into a new happy tune?
Yeah.
Because it's funny.
Yes, we are.
It's goofy and fun. She has a lot of great crazy scenes.
Disc number 5 is a good one. Let me just find it. Here it is.
Very good.
Of course, the brown one. Gotcha.
Of course. And I certainly hope that everyone at home is enjoying this as much as I am.
I just said,
at home or in their vehicle.
I just said a buzz thing. Of course.
Naturally.
Of course. Naturally. Disc number 5.
Good to have you all along.
And cut number... Christ. Cut number...
Happy holidays.
All right. Here we go.
But I didn't cheer. I stood right up and started shouting, "This isn't what happened last week!
Cue the violin.
Have you all got amnesia? They just cheated us! This isn't fair!"
Right.
He didn't get
dry.
Out of the Costa Duty car!
The Don and Mike Show.
You know what I was thinking?
What?
Untouchables. It's a long clip, but you know when he has the baseball bat in the scene?
Oh, that's 2 minutes, though, Mike.
I know. I know.
We could do it with a shorter one if you got me the one that's the Chicago way.
Right. That's not as violent, but yeah.
Hold on a second. Let me see.
Okay. Baseball, pot of a team.
I want to get Capone. I don't know how to get him. You want to get Capone? Here's how you get him. He pulls a knife, you pull a gun. He sends one of yours to the hospital, you send one of his to the morgue. That's the Chicago way. And that's how you get Capone.
The Don and Mike Show.
No.
Not happy.
No, that didn't work.
Sorry.
It's got to be very happy and very horrible, peppy, and it's got to shoot right out of the gate. It's got to be a horrible clip followed by a very happy song.
Uh-huh. All right, wait a minute. Hold on a second.
It's all about the contrast. The hobbling was into Wanted... Young Men Single and Free was just about perfect.
You know, that one might just have to be the go-to then.
Yeah. Are you having trouble finding Peppy?
Yeah, I mean, I'm looking at, you know, I've only got like 800 records in front of me. And I'm trying to, you know, Freddie.
What's that when you play, da 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 da?
Oh, sing a song?
Yeah. Well, or whatever.
We never play that one. We don't play that one. Well, here's one more. Let's try this
What's the matter? I'll tell you what's the matter. I go out of my way for you. I do everything to try and make you happy. I feed you, I clean you, I dress you, and what thanks do I get? Oh, you bought the wrong paper, Annie. I can't write on this paper, Annie. Well, I'll get your stupid paper, but you just better start showing me a little more appreciation around here, Mr. Man.
The Don and Mike Show.
That might be the one. Yeah. And that might be the reason I laughed in the first place.
It's a perfect happy song.
It really is.
Don and Mike Show. Hello.
You got to play the Joe Pesci tape where he's squeezing the guy's head with a vice.
Oh, man.
See, now, like this man on the phone.
Rob, I too have a good one.
I'm an aficionado of the horrible clip.
Sure. That is a good one. And what is your name?
Randy.
Hey, where are you from?
Sacramento.
All right, hold on a second, my friend. Get ready.
You make me pop your eye out for Charlie M.
You won the Something About Mary DVD. And a reminder, Farrelly Brothers have a new movie, Stuck on You, this Friday. Greg Kinnear, Matt Damon, and now they want us to say, with special guest, Cher.
Cher.
Yes. Cher.
Yeah. Hey. Okay,
here you go. Here's your instant request.
Folks, can you hear me, folks? Listen to me, Anthony. I got your head in the vice. Squash your head like a grapefruit if you don't give me a name. Don't make me have to do this, please. Come on. Don't make me be a bad guy. Come on. You. Motherfucker. You believe this? 2 days a night. Me. Me, you motherfucker. My mother. That's what you tell me. Motherfucker, you, huh? Oh, God. Give me the name.
Charlie M.
Charlie M.
Charlie M.
Charlie M.
Ah. You make me pop your eye out of your head to protect that piece of Charlie M. You dumb motherfucker.
Who he?
Tell you.
The Don and Mike Show.
There it is.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, well, I'm glad. I thought I was on to something.
Hold on.
Yeah.
Put it in the want ads. Hello, Don and Mike.
I'm Mike.
Yeah, hi.
Hey, you guys might want to follow up that movie clip with the 80s hit Walking on Sunshine.
Walking on Sunshine? You mean that bum ba da bum ba da bum ba da.
Right, that's a peppy one.
I don't know. Let me see if there's anything else here, because we got one more clip. let me find it. You know, we got so many of these. Disc number 6.
All right, very good.
Now, this one doesn't have quite the pump of that.
Right, there's something about that that's just so perky, so happy, so peppy. What horrible tape are you playing?
Okay, the horrible tape is either a Pulp Fiction tape.
Pulp Fiction would be good.
Or a Goodfellas tape.
Either one. Goodfellas is probably better.
Okay, Goodfellas, then it is. Now, we're trying a new song here. So after Joe Pesci says, "Aren't you dead yet?"
Joe Pesci's done a lot of bad things in movies.
What? No. Better pull over and see.
Yeah. Jeez, aren't you dead yet?
No, Tony. No, Tommy. No, no, Tommy.
Poking him with a stick or with
nice,
a
butcher knife.
Yeah, that was it. Yeah,
and he's shot.
Aren't you dead? Oh, that's right. No, he stabs him.
No. Don't look at me. Look at my f***ing eye.
All my life. Want to be a gangster.
As far back as I can remember, I always wanted to be a gangster.
The Don and Mike Show.
Yeah.
There it is.
That works too.
That works too.
All right, let's.
You know what? And I don't like to tell you your business here, but even with this, without the jingle in between, and on that particular one, just going right from the horror to the happy,
all right, we'll try
is
without,
even funnier.
We'll try
my humble opinion.
We'll try this one without the jingle. This is not from a movie you would think.
Okay.
From one of our favorites. Me and Mike love this one, The Contender.
Very good.
I'm sorry, I can't do it. Not over this. And if I know our president, he's not going to allow me or
so no jingle. This
what
jingle.
Would have been a private sexual encounter.
Some swan song for the old man, huh?
The senator got a little wild when she was 19. What is the big deal?
Well, let me explain the big deal to you. The people of this nation can stomach quite a bit. The one thing they can't stomach is the image of a vice president with a mouthful of
That's good.
That's fun. That is just pure fun right there.
Why don't you go find a couple more, Rob?
That is too funny, and you picked the right one. I think the young man, and then you got a better one. I mean, is there anything more all-American perky than Happy Days?
I don't Hello, so. Don and Mike Show.
Oh, God.
Yeah, you got to do Apocalypse Now with The Horror, The Horror.
I don't think we have that one.
No
we?
Jingle, and then ABC 123.
Oh, by Michael Jackson. You know, that's not a bad. Hold on, let me just. Right, because that's got like a zero. It's got boom, boom,
right.
Boom, boom,
right.
Boom.
Oh yeah.
Boom, 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 boom. Hold on a second. Cut 14.
And then ABC 123.
Oh, turn your radio down, please.
Yep.
Please, don't be a dumbass for Christmas. Let's check it out now. He said, "Oh, you effing idiot." I gotta stick with Happy Days.
I think so.
Yeah,
I really do.
All right, let me just try it out on you. Do you mind?
Oh, yeah.
All right, hold on a second.
And we don't have the Apocalypse, I don't think.
No, we don't. But I think we got some Full Metal Jacket. We got some. I think we got some Deer Hunter. are you still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
You effing idiot. Yeah, that works. And you know what else, Robbie? How about some Deliverance?
That's
probably Deliverance is probably the way to end this tribute.
Could be.
Probably. Because I mean we do have We got the Pulp Fiction, but the Pulp Fiction.
Well, I would also think Deliverance into any Carpenter's song would work.
Okay, this would be the
top of the world.
See you later. Here we go.
Come on, squeal. Squeal.
Yeah, that scream. It's just funny. In a sick way, it's just funny.
Sure. Oh, that's pretty great.
My God.
Hi, everybody.
Ezekiel 25:17. The path of the righteous man is beset on all sides by the iniquities of the selfish and the tyranny.
Right.
Evil men.
Tell him, Sam.
Blessed is he who in the name of charity and goodwill shepherds the weak through the valley of darkness. For he is truly his brother's keeper.
Right.
And the finder of lost children.
Amen.
And I will strike down upon thee with great vengeance and furious anger those who attempt to poison and destroy my brother.
I think the scene just ends with Sam Jackson shooting the guy. So this will be our first gunfire.
I lay my vengeance upon thee. Yeah.
We have more violent things. Rob, you know, I'm just thinking back to the wall. Why don't you give me one of the Mommy Dearest?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Yes. That's almost as good as a war movie.
Tina, bring me the axe.
All right. Well, see, but I'm thinking that's. See, I know how long they are.
Box office poison.
A lot of them, they take like a minute to. Even with the right. Problem with
Paul. No more wire hangers would work also.
Yeah, that's a great one. No more wire hangers.
Right.
Or do you want, because I'm not one of your fans.
Oh, that, well, that's the all-time. That's the all-time greatest. And are you thinking about a music switch, or are you staying with Happy Days?
I'm thinking with Happy Days.
Okay, all right. Give me a
second. Because, I mean, we've about...
Now, that one is so strong that it can bring up the music.
Yeah. Okay. We have,
just
for,
having fun with
for our choices...
Okay.
And if we're thinking good,
right.
Happy...
Yes. Happy.
Rock the Boat.
Mm-hmm.
Let me see. Kung Fu Fighting.
Mm.
Get Down Tonight. Happy Days. More. The Candyman.
Yes. The Candyman.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. The can because it goes right into... This what is the Sammy Davis Jr. version.
What about Take a Chance on Me by ABBA?
Candyman. It works.
You really think so?
This will work. If you, this does make you laugh, I don't know what funny is.
Because it doesn't start with...
Yeah,
the
no,
Candyman.
No,
it starts with him saying, "Hey, kids, I'm the Candyman." No, it's got...
I thought it establishes first.
No, it doesn't.
Oh.
I'll show you. Hold on a second.
Oh, see, I thought it started with the Candyman, and then he talks.
Starts with drums and then a spoken
voice. Number three.
Oh.
Jesus Christ. All right, number three. Let me just show.
This is fun, though. Yeah. God, this is fun.
Number three, Candyman. Okay, see? It's not a cold.
Oh, I thought
it's not that. See, here's how it goes. Cue up. Come on, please. That's the Joe music, sorry. Hold on.
Yeah.
We got to give it the mic on this one.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, everybody. Yeah.
But you know what? You lay it under there a little nice, okay. Nice and tight.
All right, you want it with Mommy Dearest?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. I don't ask much from you, girl. Why can't you give me the respect that I'm entitled to? Why can't you treat me I would be treated by any stranger on the street.
Why's that?
Because I am not one of your fans.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
All right, everybody, gather around.
We're confusing people. That's fun. Oh my God, Mommy Dearest, that's a good call.
Okay, hold on. One more, Mommy Dearest. I want to do this one.
Okay, is this a surprise?
No, it's the ABBA one.
Okay.
Which I think would be right, good out of good. Something.
Here, yeah,
awful.
The second one.
Here we go.
One more. The real lady and the actress.
Yeah, both of them. She's out there cutting down roses.
So pissed off. Here we go, Tina.
Bring me the art.
If you change your mind, I'm a
that is fantastic.
A whole new format.
Oh, my God. Yes, horror clips from movies.
And it's happy music.
Happy songs. You know, Mommy Dearest is a movie that gets dissed way too much, too.
Yeah, that's not right.
Do you notice that?
Great acting in that. Incredible.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, I think it's a cult film, and it's kind of a comedy that they wanted to be a drama, but I mean, you know, it's a great movie.
Yeah. And probably very accurate.
God, I hope not for the kids' sake.
How about some Full Metal Jacket?
Yeah.
You got some Full Metal
Jacket? Oh, yeah.
You know why? And you know why? Because that would almost be like you'd hear something in the real movie.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? When they go to Nam, you know, they always played that kind of 50s, 60s
right.
music.
Oh, well, everybody's heard about the bird. Bird is the bird. All right. Well, now I'm going to go to my very, very... very gay pile of music.
Now, see, gay works.
Oh, that's definitely
gay.
Work.
Gay music might work even better than Happy Peppy,
especially out of a war clip.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on a second.
We don't have the tape where he's hit with the soap, do we?
You know, Mike, we got so many.
Where he's going? Ow!
Now, I don't know. Is this a song that I think is very gay and happy
okay.
sounding? But I don't know if it's going to.
Yeah, definitely.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Absolutely.
Okay, we'll go with one more then. God. Okay, here we go.
Hi, Joker.
That's when he's in the bathroom.
Live around 7.62 millimeter. Full metal jacket. We'll both be in a world of shit. I am in a world of shit.
What a great movie. Stanley Kubrick.
Left shoulder!
Nobody better.
Right shoulder!
Take this right up to the moment.
This is my rifle.
Off the deep
end. There are many like it, but this one is mine.
Now the sergeant comes out.
Get back in your bunks. What is this, Mickey Mouse? What in the name of Jesus Christ are you animals doing in my head?
And the sergeant standing there wearing the army flip flop.
Yeah, in his skivvies.
Why is Private Pyle holding that?
And his smoky bear hat.
Why don't you stop me, Private Pyle?
Sir, it is the private's duty to inform the senior drill instructor that Private Pyle has a full magazine and is locked and loaded, sir!
Now you listen to me, Private Pyle. And you listen good. I want that weapon. And I want it now. You will place that rifle on the deck at your feet and step back away from it. What is your major malfunction? Didn't Mommy and Daddy show you enough attention when you were a child?
That is gay. Something you
do. It is. Bounces me off the seat. Number one in 69, though, Mike.
1969.
Ron Dante and the Cufflinks on the Decca label.
Right after Private Pile blows away the drill sergeant.
All right, what do you got, Rob? Okay, yeah, okay, Rob's got one more.
Okay, good.
One more really good one. Now we, let's do Patton. Well, hold on. Patton talks about the Huns. Is he really impassioned?
It's not horror. It's okay. Not horror. It's right, well, more inspirational.
We're going to go with a left field one here.
Okay.
All-time Don and Mike show favorite, Nell.
Pop, pop, ta, el the long, ta, el the long, come, come. Yeah, Nell, ha, in the slit. El the long, come in the tie, in the tie, in the slit.
Yeah, that worked.
Oh, my God. Movies and music. I can tell you've been hurt
by that look on my face, girl. Okay. Some guy brought all right, he's got to stop pulling stuff out now.
It's too much fun. Really is. We've never done this.
All right, I got to find one more good one. Hold on. Oh, boy. One bad apple is hard to beat.
Yeah.
That was a good one.
I never thought I'd say that on the radio. One bad apple is a pretty great song.
Right.
When you're looking for junk like this.
Heartbeat, it's a love beat. Of course, that's too much instrumental, I think.
Let's see. Yeah, you're right, Mike, because it's got to be something that's fast.
Right.
But the intro is too long, though, Robbie.
Yeah, you're right.
You know what? We'll just go right back to the original.
To the gold mine.
The original funny one, which I think for some reason...
Number two.
Was the peppiest.
Yeah. Go back to the honeycomb. That's where we'll go.
Come full
back,
circle.
Back to the cone. Back to honeycomb. Disc number two. Here we go. Cut six, if I remember. Man, and I did used to love this record.
Mm-hmm.
And you can get a Rhino box set that's got the follow-up, One Monkey Don't Stop No Show.
Right.
Now that, let me make sure I got the right one here. Okay. We do that, and then we do, this is our final one.
I'm mad, I am mad enough, and yet still very self-conscious, but I'm going to write a book, and I'm going to talk. I wanted to believe, and I tried my damnedest to believe in the rainbow that I tried to get over, and I couldn't. So what?
All right, we've run this into the ground.
Yes, we have.
Yes. But it worked. It was fun.
I enjoyed that. I really did. I like that.
Me too. I got a break here.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
It's what you do. Go to Rotterdam, then you go to Amsterdam, then you go down the road to my city. That's right. It's a little place called I Don't Give a Damn.
The Don and Mike Show. Like a fine cheddar, the best of Don and Mike.
The one thing you can say about phone scans, they're always interesting. They're always different. No two phone scans are the same. This is a phone scan, and it started. They started talking about gambling and the different ways they all gamble. And then they answer the phone, and they believe they were speaking to a man who was intoxicated. It is the best of Don and Mike.
Phone scan. Let's get to this at 877-365-36. 36. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
What's up, buddy?
Hey, you're on the air. Hi.
Hey, listen, Alfred Molina, that's right. That's the guy who's playing Doc Ock. But the guy, apparently, on the new Harry Potter movie is where Gary Oldman's going to be the bad guy next.
Wait, now, is it Batman or
it's
Harry
Batman.
Potter?
He's playing a character named Sirius Black on the next Harry Potter movie.
I'm sure this guy knows, and maybe he is, but we also know that
he's
Gary Oldman's
in Batman 3.
Maybe he's in three movies. Spider-Man 3.
Spider-Man 3, not Batman.
You misspoke. Spider-Man. Spider-Man. Let me see if I can get this straight, because I'm having trouble following now. If I'm to be correct here, Gary Oldman is going to be in Spider-Man 2, 3, Harry Potter, and Batman?
Spider-Man 2, Batman 3. Or no, I take it back. Spider-Man 3, Batman, whatever it is, they're starting over.
Batman 4 or 5?
But they're starting over. They're forgetting the first four.
And
who
Harry
can
Potter.
Ever forget them?
Well, I can't, and I know you can't, but no. I think the GP can.
Is it true that it's going to be Batman and the Sorcerer's Stone?
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
That'd be cool.
Radio God.
Hey.
Hey, Mike, did you find out what that noise was?
Well,
I was looking, and it can be a cat or it can be a bobcat, but there's also one other. It could have been Wacko Jacko on your back porch.
Yeah. I don't think so. I didn't see anybody. I think
everybody's funny.
I think his rhinestones would have shown up.
Yeah, not high enough.
Bye. I'm running into the woods behind your house.
Everybody's funny.
Follow me. Follow me. I'm a fairy.
Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hello. I'm a wood nymph.
Don and Mike the dumbass. Hello. Don and Mike spend the day talking to idiots.
Why not speak up and give it a try?
Hello. Don and Mike talk to slow-witted... slow-moving people.
Yoo-hoo!
Still on the line.
Hmm. See, now I got the line wide open.
Yeah.
Hey.
Hello?
No. Where the hell have you been?
I don't know. I just didn't realize it was me.
Oh, come on.
Come on, dumbass. I'm here please. For I'm here for 5 minutes going, hello, dumbass. Hello, idiot. Hello, dope. Hello.
Okay.
Okay, what do you want?
I was just calling about...
Right. F you. Just hung up on him. I don't care what he's talking about. Hello, Don and Mike show. Please, have some decorum, for goodness sakes. Come on, mind your manners. We're doing a radio show here.
Yeah.
Don and Mike, hello.
Hi, Mike.
Yeah.
Mike, I know what that noise was behind your house. It was that fat cow, Lisa Remedy, looking for something to eat.
Hello.
There's a guy out there that really has a problem with the Leah a lot more than we do.
Uh-huh. I just want to say that yesterday, I think, the funniest call we got was... was it a man or woman?
Asking whether she was...
pregnant or not, and right. We said she was not pregnant. That's funny. Yeah,
that is very funny.
That's funny.
Yeah. It's hello. Funny than Michael Jackson being in the back of my house.
Hello. Amen to that, that's... Mike. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, guys. What's
hey.
Up? Hi. About Family Guy. You know the mother who pretty much sounds like Fran Drescher? She's a character on Mad TV, actually.
Which character on Mad TV? I mean, which actress?
She's
on Mad
one
TV?
Of the main women. I don't know what her name is.
It's very easy because there's one I hate. Is it Stephanie Weir?
Oh, I hate Stephanie Weir.
I hate her.
He's wrong. The mother on The Family Guy is voiced by Gary Oldman.
I'm
Rob.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Justin, we're seeing our way out of the weed.
That's funny. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello. Oh, here we go. This is the Canada line's acting up now. I hate to indict an entire nation.
Hi, hello. We're speaking with you.
Don and Mike show.
We're talking to you. Please speak up.
Now, was there a problem with our equipment today, or is it...
Because it's not scary quiet.
The callers. Oh, listen to that, because I heard a click. Hello, Don and Mike show.
You will bow to me.
Pardon me?
Jewish Gillison Griffin.
Who is this?
What's he saying?
Somebody's sampling.
What was it from?
It's a soundboard of Stewie, the baby on Family Guy.
Oh, okay. Oh, the baby on Family Guy, right.
Maybe a little British baby.
Right, the baby that's always sitting in the high chair and saying adult things. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello?
What the hell's going on here?
For the love of God, you know what, Mike? I hate to give our listeners the benefit of the doubt.
I think we're having technical issues.
It is entirely possible that these... beautiful pieces of equipment are failing.
Are failing rapidly.
Are failing us. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike.
Yes.
Hey, I can hear you. Hey, listen, when are you guys coming to Vegas? Next week? Friday?
Yeah, we'll be there Friday.
What time are you getting in?
I think our flight arrives at, why would I tell you that?
What, because I'm a cab driver in Vegas. I'll pick you up.
You're a cab driver in Vegas? Are you going to come out to the show?
Yeah,
very good. That's good.
Right, cool. Well, listen, then let me speak to you off the air. Hold on a second.
Okay.
Hold on. What's your first name?
Russ.
Hold on, Russ.
Yeah, you know, Don. I've been to Vegas before. That's not a bad arrangement, though.
Hey, Russ.
Cool cabbies there.
Hey, Russ. It's Don. Listen, your voice is not on the air. Here's what we're gonna need. Not a simple cab. We're gonna need. I don't want like a Ray Lewis thing. No, I don't want
a regular stretch.
We need a stretch. Okay? It's got to be filled with the various beverages.
Yes.
And you know what I'm saying about, you know what I'm saying, that it would be nice to have some company. Okay?
Thank you, Don.
But it has to be company on a budget. Okay, if you get what I'm saying?
Like free.
Yeah, free.
Somebody who might be looking for a promotional mention.
Like maybe Ring Girls.
Mm-hmm.
Ring girls.
Someone who enjoys
ring girls for free. See, because then the ring girls, what they do is they could play the ring toss with us in the car.
Absolutely.
And then they could get a plug on. Well, hold on a second.
I'll bring the rings.
Hold on a second. Get a bag on here.
Yeah, no need to put him on hold for that, Don.
Private conversation. Mike, you couldn't hear what he was saying.
Was he saying he could take care of? You going to take care of it, sir?
No, come on, play along. He was saying you couldn't help us out at all, right?
Okay. Right. Oh, that's too bad.
Right.
Yeah.
Hello, you there?
Did you hang up on him?
I don't think so. Cab guy.
Hello?
Are you the cab guy from Vegas?
Russ? No, I'm not.
Oh, I hung up on him. Sorry, Mike.
What a great opportunity lost.
I'm sure another cab guy will call in.
Yeah.
Hello, Don and Mike Show, or a guy with a car service with free girls.
You know, I don't get recognized for being on the radio nearly as much as you do. It doesn't happen to me all that often. In Vegas...
Well, because you don't walk around with a sign like I do.
In Vegas, a cab driver literally went bananas when I told him. And he really went crazy. And I think we have a core of listeners in Las Vegas that are very passionate.
Are we number one in cabs?
I think we are. I think we do very well in cab drivers.
Number one in cabs.
I love that. Because, you know, cabs are a big thing in Vegas.
Oh, I know. It's the only way to get anywhere. Hello, Don and Mike. It is. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, Don and Mike. How are you?
Hi, we're doing great. And seriously, about that thing with the girls,
yeah.
Really, it has to be free. Because my wife... won't even give me money to gamble. I'm going through a fight with my wife right now about how much money I can take to Las Vegas with.
Well, I know yesterday you were talking about, like, you know, borrowing money from your friends when you're out in Las Vegas. I have a good feeling about your trip to Vegas for you.
You think so?
Not for me. In fact, I'm gonna be doing something uncharacteristic. I will not be leading the charge gambling.
Oh, but you'll follow. Come on. You love
it. No, I mean, I'll do it. When I don't do it, that's you guys doing it a lot.
You're gonna be in that Wheel of Fortune machine.
Will you play the high dollar slots?
I will exclusively play high dollar slots.
Can I watch you?
You no.
Have I ever brought you anything wonderful?
You know what? I'll tell you. You know,
he'll let you rob his bald spot.
You know, here's the deal.
No, he doesn't have the bald spot.
I love gambling and I love hanging out with these guys. And this will be a great road trip.
Yeah,
but the whole gambling thing. With no offense to either one of you guys.
Yeah.
The whole gambling thing with you, we discovered that, I think, in New Orleans. Is we were?
What's the problem?
At the Final Four?
What's the problem with us and gambling?
You two are very, very different about gambling.
What do you mean?
Well, it's just, I don't want to hurt your feelings.
What do you mean, me and Rob?
Yeah.
Say yes. What?
No, you just, you're not into it. You're not really into gambling.
I'm totally into it.
You weren't into it on the trip down to the Final Four.
$80 in four hands, and yeah, I lost interest real quick because we had a $20 minimum.
See, it's that attitude. It's that attitude.
But as I recall, what happened was when we went to New Orleans, Rob had his own personal little windfall, but I had a windfall too, and I thought. I got like $500.
Yeah, I know, but
so I quit.
The difference is though, you don't gamble like I do. It's gambling because you're risking everything you have.
Yeah, I know.
And you guys, you guys win your two hands of canasta, whatever you do.
No,
and then you just want to quit.
It's a $5 table.
And I could go all night. I could be there for 5 hours. But this time around, I'll do all the other fun things you want to do.
Well, that's all I want to do.
You want to gamble?
Yeah, I mean, what else is fun, though?
But you're not being allowed to gamble. You're not being allowed to bring a lot of money.
That is being debated with my wife. I told her, if you won't put the money in my account, I'll have to be one of those schleps that goes to the machine and pays like 100% interest to get money off the Visa card.
I did that last time. I got a credit card.
Oh, I think she's going to give me the money. See, the amount of money that I want is not in the stratosphere of the amount of money that you play with.
Well, I was looking forward to it until about 3 weeks ago. And now I'm not looking forward to it nearly as much.
All right, my fault. I know. I said it. My fault.
No, did you take that personally?
Yes, I did.
It's not directed at you. Hey, come on now. It's directed at them.
Kidding, Mike. Kidding.
Them.
I know them. Hey, are you still there, darling?
The powers that be.
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, what can we do for you?
Well, I was listening to you yesterday. I didn't get a chance to call in. I just basically wanted to set the record straight that the reason that Howard Stern is afraid of you is because you can do your show clean and he can't. He has no show.
In fairness to Howard, really, I don't think Howard Stern is afraid of us. I really don't.
Oh, my God, he is, because you could do it clean.
No, honey, here's the thing. He's not afraid of us, but it's awfully... Jesus, not hypocrite. It's a lie for him to get on the radio and say he doesn't know who we are, and then in the same breath say we're the clones that are going to take his job when he gets fired.
Right.
So it's obviously a case of him knowing exactly who we are, and this is how we positioned ourselves.
Right.
You know, let's see how the chips fall. Mm-hmm. Let's see what happens.
Well, Howard's got a lot of chips.
Yeah, he's got a lot more chips than we do. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey.
Hey.
Don.
Yeah, Mike, too. Hi.
Mike, my man. Listen to this.
Mike,
I'm
my
at
man.
My
get out of town.
Dad's shop. Okay.
You met who?
They're at the Cayman Islands.
Hold on, old man. Wait a minute.
You met who?
What? He said, my dad's shop.
Will you just start again? Will you start? You just said, my dad's shop. And what? You're not making any sense.
Did he say he met somebody?
No, I'm at. I think is at. What he said. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. And they're at the Cayman Islands. They're on a cruise ship. Get this. Don, this was directed at you.
This guy's loaded.
No, hold on.
Yeah, I got a buzz on.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. All right.
They're at Grand Cayman.
What,
right?
What's that, drunky drunk?
I've been there. Yes, I love it there.
You've been there?
Yeah.
Well, go figure. I'm a mega Packer fan.
See.
And,
can you hold on just a second? Just put him on hold for a second. We're going to put you on hold for just
a
second.
Okay. All right.
Because I really think we have got an absolutely perfect example. This is a textbook example of a drunk guy talking.
Yeah.
And just pay attention to how scattered he is.
Okay.
He, you know, he's gone from my dad's shop, Cayman Islands. You're a Packer fan, right?
Yeah. Okay, here we go. Hi. Go ahead. What can we do for you?
Well, I was going to give it, we're still on phone scan, right?
Yeah.
Phone scan right now. Well, sure. I was going to ask Don about a Spider-Man.
Five, six. I mean, actually, it's six now.
Six topics.
All right. Six. Which one would you like? Mike has picked six topics thus far that you've brought to the table.
Would you like me to choose one for you?
Yeah.
Or Mike, why don't you review his choice?
All right, here, you started out with your dad's shop. You weren't going to talk about that. Hold on a second. Wait, no. Just listen, sir. Just listen. Listen for a second, okay?
Hold on.
Are you there?
Uh-huh.
All right, you started with your dad's shop.
Okay.
Then you mentioned the Cayman Islands.
Yeah, that's where
they're at. Now, hold on a second.
Hold on.
Then you mentioned Don's a Packer fan.
Yeah.
Then we put you on hold after that, and when you came back, you talked about Spider-Man.
That's
four topics. What's more? I was giving them two more.
What one thing did you really call to say?
Well, they're on a cruise ship.
Who is?
Cruise ship five.
My dad.
And what are you drinking today?
Right now, Milwaukee's Best Ice.
May I say something in this current climate that I hope is not deleted?
Uh-huh.
My friend, can I tell you that God blessed you with a brewery of your own? If you want a beer, the quality of Milwaukee's Best, walk into any local men's room and fill her up.
And that would be five, right? He's on five subjects now?
At least, or six.
Where are you calling from? What city?
I'm not going to say. I'll get in trouble.
No, you won't.
Sacramento.
Sacramento.
Downtown.
Downtown Sacramento.
All right.
Yes.
Oh, hold on. Mike's got a message for you. Hold on. Give me a second here.
Please.
This is a personal message to you, sir.
I'm Mike O'Mara, and I'd like to see everyone join us in Las Vegas from Sacramento.
Anyway, they're on this cruise ship, right, in Cayman Islands.
Right, we got it.
They didn't even know. They just went on a cruise, and
what?
A bunch of Packers were there.
Okay.
Leroy was there. I talked to him on the phone. Blah 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 blah. But I wanted to ask you, where does Superman get his powers from nowadays, Don?
It's a good question, but what does that have to do with the
phone scan? I can talk about anything I want.
Yeah, you can.
This guy's too great. He's drunk. Something to do with the Cayman Islands.
And
something
his parents
to do with his parents.
A bunch of Packers.
How does Superman
get his power from?
Watching videos, my dad's videos that he hides from mom, that he copies. Big T movies. I'm sitting here watching them at his desk,
drinking,
acting like I'm working. Yeah.
Yeah. Superman gets his powers from the sun.
Not happy with that?
Weak.
You seem disappointed.
How long does Spider-Man's webbing last?
I don't know. I just read the comic books. I don't know how long. It lasts long enough for them to be all tangled up until the cops get there.
Yeah, what happens if their mouth is covered with the webbing?
Then they're not able to speak.
Or breathe.
Yeah, right.
Spider-Man could have killed a bunch of burglars and he didn't even know.
Do you think maybe your dad's doing that right now to your mom?
I doubt it. I got a phone ringing here.
I'm supposed to be working.
Why don't you go take that phone call?
With his web.
I'm phone scan winner.
No, you're not the phone scan winner.
Not a chance.
I think your mom's the winner, though.
Oh, absolutely.
And dad. Let's share that equally, my friend.
When you were born, your mom was the big winner. You were a prize.
Who's the prize?
Yeah.
I doubt it.
Thanks for the call.
All right, thanks, guys.
Bye.
Person on that other phone's a winner.
Bye. I called Dynamite today.
I heard that buzz.
Is anyone else in the air traffic control tower with you?
Thank you for calling. Thank you for calling, Mr. D-Bag.
Hey, why you guys banging on me?
Hey. I can't imagine why.
I'm not mad at you. I love you. You're great.
Milwaukee's best.
Right.
Webbing.
And go, Pack, go.
And Sacramento's
take final. Care, Thirsty.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
See you in the Cayman.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name's Morgan. I'm from Stephen City.
Hi there.
Hi, I just want to tell you guys that you guys are awesome. Like, Howard and Elliot are being freaking babies about all of this. They're freaking crying every morning, and it's just ridiculous.
Amen. It's all right. Well, thanks.
Thank you very much.
For support.
Nice words. You're right. We're great. Hi, Don and Mike Show.
Radio gods.
I mean, listen, every once in a while, you just got to say it.
Yeah.
You're right.
Rob writes down. Yeah, her name was Morgan. Rob writes down. Harry Morgan.
Harry, of course.
Bye, young lady. Thanks for the kind words.
Or was she Harry?
Yes.
You know what I mean?
You don't know.
Who knows?
You never know.
I bet she's very...
Very.
Harry.
Very.
Morgan.
You're feeling dangerous today, aren't you?
I bet she's a big Harry Morgan fan.
Very Harry
Morgan. Very into Harry Morgan.
Tiptoeing through the days.
Hello, Don and Mike.
How you guys doing?
I mean, God, I would have said that in 1985.
I know you would.
I think we can get away with that in 2004.
Sure.
I hope. Well, hello.
Mike,
how you guys doing?
Hi. Come on.
I have something to tell Mike.
Okay, ready? Start.
John Kerry is not...
La, la, la.
Why'd you say la, 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 la?
I just felt like messing with the guy. Because it took so long. He's not Irish Catholic.
He's Jewish.
John Kerry is not Jewish.
His last name is Cohen. They switched it when his grandfather came over from Europe. I swear to God.
So you can't...
I haven't read that.
I swear to God. He commented on it 2 or 3 years ago.
You're not going to, though, because I can tell you got the look on your face that you're not going to be able to help
I can't
me.
Prove him wrong. Let me check into it.
Let me just
absolutely
ask Rob.
True. K-O-H-N.
Okay, hold on. Rob?
Yes?
John Kerry. A Jew or not?
No.
All right, there you go.
Well, Rob doesn't know what he's talking about.
He came out of a church with ashes on his board, so he's converted at some point.
I want to tell you, people have a gift. That is Rob's gift.
I don't think he's Jewish.
That is Rob's
gift. He is Jewish.
No, he's not. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, you there?
Hey, yeah, hi, you're on the air.
Hey, how you guys doing?
We're doing great.
Hey, a long time ago, Don, you were looking into getting a Packer casket. Remember that?
Yes, I did. And what happened? The funeral home in Green Bay.
Yeah, I'm in Green Bay right now, so I'm asking.
They sent me the stuff, and I showed it to my wife.
It's too expensive. What is it, $8,000?
Well, I could have gone to the one that was $5,000.
What was missing?
Well, it had the G on both sides as well as on the top.
And also pigskin inside.
And also, no, it's not pigskin inside. It's green and gold velour.
Green and gold velour?
Like what you would see like at Caesar's Palace.
Yeah.
The Poconos.
Oh, that's amazing. Hey, anybody call and get a...
Yes, we had the lady on the air that day. I mean, they're expensive.
Yeah, I know. You didn't say what the name of the company was, though, that day.
The name of the company is...
DA Incorporated.
Yeah, I don't know. Dumbass. I don't know. How am I supposed to know?
And before you get a Packer casket, you might want to get that Packer tractor.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, fellas. How's it going?
The name of the company is Viacom.
There you go.
Call Viacom and ask them about the Green Bay Packer caskets. Hello?
Hello?
Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, fellas. How you doing?
We're doing great, thanks.
Yeah, the other day you guys were talking about Moe's. I have a great Moe for you that you forgot about. Moe Szyslak.
Oh, right, from The Simpsons.
The Simpsons.
Oh, that's right, the bar owner.
Right, but we were just playing the Moe game. Or were we playing the Moe game, or were we talking about Moe as
We were playing
homo?
The Moe game for a while there.
Ah, should have had that one. Here's your beer, homie. Hello, Don and Mike.
How you doing, Radio God?
We're doing great, thanks.
The mother from Family Guy is Alex Borstein from Mad TV. Seth MacFarlane does the father, and then Seth Green does the son, Chris.
Wow, do you see how much people know about this?
Man, the Family Guy is hot.
The show
and
that was...
Mila Kunis, the chick from that 70s show, is the daughter.
Okay, he's got a piece of...
Good heavens, no.
You find out about Carrie, Buzz?
I did indeed, from a good source. It says John Kerry is descended from two of Boston's oldest families on his mother's side. His paternal grandfather was a Czech-Austrian Jew who had converted to Catholicism and emigrated to the U.S.
Then the guy was spot on. The guy was right on.
Yeah.
Not really, because the maternal line determines the Jewish faith.
So his paternal grandfather was a Jew who converted to Catholicism.
Thank you, Harris Bewack.
Bewack.
Thank you, Harris Bewack.
My God. True. You're scary. You are scary.
Don't worry, my friend. You speak the truth.
That's right.
Yeah.
Hello, Don and Mike.
God help us all.
Hello. Hey, we're just looking for a last caller here. Hello.
Every day I thank God for the Don and Mike show.
Ain't that wonderful? That's all you want from God, and that's what he gives you.
Thanks a lot, Tiny.
There you go. What's your name? Hold on, you're the last caller. You're a prize winner. What's your name?
Steve.
Steve, where are you from?
Spokane.
Spokane, Washington. Beautiful.
Steve, can I ask a personal question?
Yeah.
What do you weigh in at?
I'm heavy.
Just give me a ballpark. Shock. Round it off to an even number.
About 250.
250. Very good. Very good.
250. You won the Curb Your Enthusiasm prize pack with the box set of Curb Your Enthusiasm. See it at its new time Sunday night at 10, right after the season premiere of The Sopranos. That's only on HBO.
Why don't you send him some of his favorite cheese, too?
What's that?
What's your favorite cheese?
Swiss, I guess.
Swiss. Yeah. Okay, you got it. Thanks
for making me laugh.
All right, well, thank you. Yeah.
Thank you. Enjoy your cheese.
Yeah.
And the Larry David thing. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Well, this is a delight for me. How are you, Donald?
I am doing fine.
Donald or Domingo?
For you, I'm Domingo.
Domingo.
It's the best of Don and Mike.
Don and Mike have several games that they like to play that are listener favorites or just favorites of theirs. They really just care about what is a favorite of theirs. This is the Medical Hotline Game. The Medical Hotline Game on the Best of Don and Mike.
A game that we've played on this show, everybody loved and always has loved, the 1-900 Medical Information Game.
I love that game.
And frankly, when looking at these new rules, I was thinking, well, this is something that's just gone forever.
Yeah.
Because the fun was coming up with the ones that gave us the weird explanations. Basically what it is, it's a 1-900 number where you call, and I have a book here that you press in a four-digit number, and it tells you everything you need to know about a medical ailment. It's like WebMD.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So, the trick is, if I give Mike two numbers and I give Buzz two numbers, can they pick the medical ailment, the malady, that's the funniest.
Right.
And if it's funny, you continue to the next round.
Absolutely.
So keeping in mind that a lot of these categories that we had used before, you know, I'm talking about stuff like impotence, PE, even I would have to say, gosh, a lot of these are so good, I don't even know if I can read them anymore.
Personally transmitted diseases.
Yeah, those are
kind of out.
Those are, well, you know, here's the question, you know, do you want to push the system on gonorrhea?
Eh, why not?
You know, I mean, the problem is not saying gonorrhea.
No, it's actually hearing the explanation.
Which is the funniest part.
That's right.
So, but we can't do that. I've got enough, Mike, that perhaps I'll be able to mix some of the old in with some of the new.
Very good, I'm ready.
So, Mike, now keep in mind, here's how we play the game. This is just an exhibition.
Mm-hmm.
I'll give Mike two different numbers that are both ailments. He has to pick the one that is the funniest.
I'm very good at this.
Yes, you are. Before I dial the numbers, I will tell you that your first two, and you can't lose on the first one, Mike. This is how we get you in the carny world. Your first two choices are 4727 or 6720. Hold on, let me dial the number.
6720. That would be your choice? Yep. Wow.
Okay, that's your starting. Now, the next one is funnier than that one.
6720.
Welcome to the Health Information Library.
Hi, darling.
If you would like to continue this message in English, press 1.
Why do I have to do that? I'm in America. Why do I have to do that?
Right.
Please listen carefully to the following options.
Okay.
To reach our Health Information Library, press 1 now. Welcome to Inova Health Sources Health Information Library.
Here we go.
This information is intended to...
Mike, what was your number?
6720.
Health issues and services.
Welcome to the Health Information Library.
Here's your starting point.
Exhibitionism.
Okay.
Exhibitionism involves exposing one's...
Right, okay. All right, we got it there. So now the next one has to be funnier than exhibitionism.
Wow. Okay.
Mike, your two choices... Hold on, trying to find one.
Funny, you know, kind of funnier than we thought at first. Yeah. Right?
All right, Mike, you can either go for 4734 or 4419.
I'm going to go with 473, chinism.
Okay, hold on. Let me see how to go back to the main menu.
4734.
Back up, jump, repeat, go. Okay, four.
Actual contact.
Here we go.
Enter your four-digit topic number.
What's your code?
4734. You chose the one.
Funnier than?
Exhibitionism.
Welcome to the Health Information Library.
Pinworms. Pinworms are small, mm-mm, curved.
You know, in this particular circumstance, we all have exhibitionism.
Yeah. Not funnier. Buzz.
Yes.
Here's your chance.
All right.
And we have so few choices that now I can't tell you what the other ones were.
Or threadworms. They most often occur in children between the ages of 5 and 14.
All right. This is educational. Pinworms. Nothing wrong with this.
Dangerous, but can be irritating and lead to skin infections due to scratching.
Buzz, your choices are.
All right.
7875.
Uh-huh.
Or
at night to lay her egg.
4195
is irritating.
I'm going to go with 7875.
Okay, enter your 4-digit topic number, please.
7875.
Welcome to the Health Information Library.
Sex in the later years. Sexual activity is likely to change.
Okay, now that's a pretty strong one, Buzz.
Sex in the later years.
That's a pretty strong one.
All right, I think we can beat it.
All right, Buzz, here are your next two choices.
Uh huh.
Oh, what was that?
There are positive and negative changes.
Yeah. Right. 4-3,
mm-hmm,
3-6, or 5-4-1-3.
Older adults.
I think I'll go with 4-3-3-6, please.
Enter your 4-digit topic number, please.
4-3-3-6.
Welcome to the Health Information Library.
Mm-hmm. Shingles. Shingles, also
not funnier than
not as
sex.
Not as funny.
So we both came up short on that one.
All right, I'm going to have to make it now. So one of you guys is the winner to play against one of our listeners.
All right.
I'm going to get two with these new standards funny ones.
Mm-hmm.
One of them will be funnier than the other. Let's see.
Emerge as shingles.
Shingles.
Shingles affects only the area of the
Mike?
Nerve.
Would you like, there will be two choices. Mike gets to go first because he has his name on the show.
Mm-hmm.
Mike, would you like 6714 or 4734?
Shingles are not contagious.
6714 or what?
Normal immune system.
Oh boy. Or 4734.
Right.
Well, 4734 is pinworm. I know that.
When the virus reaches the skin.
Hold on a second.
That's right.
4727.
Only one side of the body.
I'm going to go with 6714.
The rash and... Enter your 4-digit topic number, please.
Welcome to the Health Information Library.
Good morning.
Compulsive gambling.
Yeah.
Many people enjoy gambling once in a while.
Not really funny.
That's funny for you.
Funny for me, because it's true.
Like the difference between social drinks.
All right, Buzz, if yes, yours is funnier than compulsive gambling,
okay,
you'll play against the listener.
All right.
For the gambler,
Buzz, your two choices are...
Uh-huh.
Let me turn this up for Mike.
People who become pathological gamblers are often highly competitive, energetic, easily...
Because it's just got to be funnier than compulsive gambling, right?
On the approval of others.
Your choices are...
As a result, they...
7532...
Suffer from pathological gambling...
Or...
More likely to seek treatment.
Give me a moment.
How can you tell...
Or...
You care about may have crossed the line...
7555.
Ooh. Tough choice. I'm going
to
say...
To stop or cut back.
7555.
Got
to
be funnier than compulsive gambling.
I understand.
Yeah,
I'd say he's got a great chance.
Number, please.
Welcome to the Health Information Library.
Pronated foot. Pronate is
pronated foot, not funnier than compulsive gambling.
No.
So that the inner
Mike, congratulations! Hey. Thank you.
Right way.
I backed in, and now you see.
I backed in.
Body
we can isolate that too. Now you see how to play the game.
Yes.
Are you ready to play against one of our listeners, Mike?
Am I?
Go
here
get him.
Go.
Pronated foot. Is
hello, Rebecca. Oh, hold on. Let me turn this back on. Rebecca.
Hello.
Hi, honey. Where are you calling from?
From Pasadena, Maryland.
Beautiful. You listening on Live 105?
Yes.
Love to hear that. You'll be playing for OzFest tickets.
Because of the
Mike, would you like her to pick?
Yeah, she can go first.
Okay. Here are your choices. Let me find some. Hold on a second.
Such as ankle and Achilles tendonitis.
You give her two and you give me two, right?
Yeah. All right. Her choices are...
People who have excessive pronation are...
6, 7, 847
to overuse injuries
or
stress fractures and tendonitis.
6775
will not go away.
What is your choice?
Most likely
I'm going to go with
a sign of overprone
6747.
You wear
here we go
the inside of the shoe. Your call is now being connected.
Oh,
not hang up.
Oh dear, hold on a second. Wait a minute.
Oh dear, what's happening now?
Now we're being connected to somebody to talk about this. Oh, Christ, this is not...
This is fun, guys.
No, this is a mess. We can't talk to these people on the air.
No, we can't do that.
Hold on. I'll just pick it up off the air.
Right, right.
What was the topic?
Pronated foot.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, no, I hear you, honey. I'm talking to somebody else. Hello?
Stand by. We're trying to get out of this.
Hello?
Hmm.
Oh, hold on. I got it.
Oh, good. A menu choice, maybe.
Hold on. Why is this? What is this? I have pronated foot. My pronated foot is killing me. How do I get back to the main menu, honey?
Honey.
Darling, I'm calling a medical information line. Hey, would you like to be on the radio? Was that yes or no? That was. Now, do you mean no really meaning yes? Because I know sometimes that's how it works. No, that's she just hung up.
Oh, she hung up.
All right.
So we have to call all over again?
Yeah, but I'll be fast getting.
What's your name, Rebecca?
Yes.
Rebecca, what's your favorite cheese?
What's my favorite cheese? I guess extra sharp.
Extra sharp cheddar?
Yeah.
Atta girl. Robin's applauding that cheese. So am I.
Self-information library.
Damn fine cheese.
Would
it
like
is.
To continue this message in English.
Of course I would.
Please listen carefully.
Oh,
the following option.
Extra sharp cheddar.
Oh, they're all to reach our health
stands
information.
Alone.
To reach our health information library, press 1. Welcome to Inova Health Sources Health.
Rebecca, you picked what, 6747?
Yes.
I'm sorry. I've missed your dialing instructions.
6747.
Welcome to the Health Information Library.
Everyone has bad dreams at times.
Okay.
If they haven't.
Oh,
bad dreams.
It is
you didn't get a funny one, Rebecca.
Such a sweet lady. It's going to be a shame to knock her off.
Have a nightmare.
But there could be a less funny one than nightmares.
Over and over again.
Mike?
Yes.
Fingers crossed.
Well, okay, keep them crossed. Mike, do you want...
Can you tell if you have this disorder?
4355
over with nightmares.
4413.
Very frightening. The nightmares usually 4355,
please.
Security or your self-image. You remember the nightmares in detail. Enter your four-digit topic number,
please. What's the number you want, Mike?
I want 4355.
Welcome to the Health Information Library.
Liposuction. Liposuction is one of the most...
Not the funny one.
...surgery techniques.
What was the other one I gave you?
5413.
Enter your four-digit...
5413.
Welcome to the Health Information Library.
Laxative abuse. That would be...
Yeah, well, that means she wins, right?
Who uses laxatives?
I would... Or is it a tie?
It's a tie, and I want her to get the prize.
All right, let's just do one more.
Yeah. All right.
Include enough fiber or water in their diet.
Okay, let's see. Mike, please choose between, well, never mind. You know, I'm looking through the book. Mike, you like 7612 or 4512?
Oh, hold on a second. 7612.
Drain the body. Enter your four-digit tone.
Welcome to the Health Information Library.
Flat feet.
Oh, come on.
Natural
I haven't had one
there.
Funny one.
The definition of...
There are funny ones.
...is a condition
well, what's 4512?
Not present.
Hold on.
...in the entire soles of the feet. Enter your...
What was the other number? 4512.
Welcome to the Health Information Library.
Double vision.
Hold on, that's
the
not
brain
the right
receives
one.
Different images.
Hold on.
Enter your four-digit...
Welcome to the Health Information Library.
There you go.
Bleeding gums.
That was the
sounds like they got a computer voice. Bleeding gums.
What is a pronated foot?
It's upside down.
Really?
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Hey, Rebecca, you ready to go? Who's going? Is Rebecca going? Or are you?
Well,
going?
Let's see if Rebecca can get something that's funnier than
upside down foot.
And may not be known.
All right. Hey, Rebecca. Okay. Here you go. Your choices are
flat feet.
4-4-1 4-4. 1-2 or 7-7-3-1. Developing
gingivitis. Let's go with 7-7-3-1.
Enter your four-digit topic number.
Welcome to the Health Information Library.
Feet.
What is normal for children?
Not funnier than flat feet.
Not funnier than flat feet.
What was the other one? What was the other number?
The feet may also...
Well, it was 4512, I thought, but that was double vision.
No. I just gave her. I just gave her two of them.
Oh, yeah, 4412.
Let me see what that was.
Enter your four-digit...
Welcome to the Health Information Library.
Constipation.
Yeah.
Had a winner there.
There you go.
Had a winner there.
Well, everybody was... We were all doing badly in this game today.
Let me just say, Rebecca... I guess you still win the Ozfest ticket.
Cool, thank you.
Okay, a pair of pit tickets right in front of the stage. There's no front row at Ozfest, so you'll be there with Ozzy, Judas Priest, Slayer, Slipknot, and my favorite, Hatebreed. Nissan Pavilion, July 18th, and you have dinner for two at Hooters.
Cool.
Check out Hooters' new menu items and go to Ticketmaster locations and NissanPavilion.com to get your Ozfest tickets.
And wear some shoulder pads if you're going to be in that pit. You don't want to get a pronated foot.
Thank you, Rebecca.
Thank you, guys.
Hold on a second.
Okay.
You know, see, even with the new standards, we can still play this
game. Absolutely.
Sure. For instance, not that anybody wants to know, but for future reference, I got some pretty good ones here that are actually quite tame. Hold on, turn that off for a second.
And not related to any disorders or disease.
How about 6724? 6724.
Enter your four-digit topic number.
Welcome to the Health Information Library.
Gender identity disorder.
There you go.
While growing up, most people have a case.
You know, in a way, almost funnier when they're the nice, you know, gender, you know. I like when they have the medical term.
Right.
Gender identity disorder.
Your brother do. A boy may...
Daddy, why are you wearing a dress?
Sister's friend.
Enter your four-digit topic number.
What's this one?
Welcome to the Health Information Library.
Sadism. Sadism is a sexual disorder.
And I got one last one.
Sadism
on, right.
is a...
Enter your four-digit topic number, please.
Hold on. Disorder.
Welcome to the Health Information Library.
Spouse abuse.
Oh, dear.
As always.
What is that, tip?
Well, Robbie?
It
sounds like it's tips, Rob.
Relationships are not an exception. Race does not make a difference. Income does not protect people from spouse abuse. Well-educated people can abuse and can be abused.
The most common
form of spouse abuse. Nearly 4,000 die each year.
Oh, dear.
In the United States, a man beats a woman.
Hey, the good news is the game lives.
Yes, it does. Yay. It's alive.
The game makes the cut.
Sorry, we're out of time.
We'll meet again. This is Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.